LBC 97.3.
0870 90 90 973.
Anthony Davis.
Tuesday evening, it's the 21st of August 2007. I'm Anthony Davis, and I'm in for Ian Lee here at LBC 97.3. I hope you're all right this evening. I normally say this morning, as I'm normally on at the most ridiculous time of the hour. In fact, I was actually on at 5 o'clock this morning. Well, literally all through the night. And now it's the evening. My body clock literally has passed on. It doesn't exist anymore. It's just a mess. So it's great to hang out with you. I think Ian is doing some filming. He's making a program, some docudrama soap comedy about some, I don't know, some wretched something. But it's going to be brilliant. Probably be on ITV9 or Sky 7 or something. And it'll be a treat. So he's very kindly handed me his chair and his chopsticks. So I'll do my very best to, well... You know, try and pick something up. So, I hope you're all right today. I hope you had a nice Tuesday and everything's gone in your direction. If you want to take part in the programme, you're very welcome to shout me. Lots of ways to do that. Unlike some, we use the text and the email in full. I think both machines are working, which is great news. So, you can email Anthony with a H at lbc.co.uk, or you can send a text message to 84850, which will cost just 25p plus your standard network rate, or, I mean, whatever your company's chucking at you these days. Maybe if you're on a bundle, then use it all up with me, 84850. But our favourite way to join London's biggest conversation, 0870 90 90 973. So there we go. I feel really full up already. I don't know why it is. I don't know. Actually, I normally eat my dinner. The problem with this programme is I am a 7 o'clock have your dinner person. Whatever, no matter where I am, I could be in the middle of the Sahara. I could be on safari dressed as a red Indian. I will still make sure that I have my dinner at 7 o'clock on the nose. And which means prepping it right up until the moment of 7 o'clock so that I can present myself with it in my solitary, lonely little one-bedroom ex-council flat and lay it all out there for me at 7 on the nose. Not that I'm kind of a, you know, pedantic or anything. I'm just a creature of unchanging habit. So this is the problem with doing this programme, and that's why I feel for Ian, you know, because when does he get to have his dinner? I mean, this is serious. Oh, by the way, it's a massive crew on this programme today. I'm not used to it. Normally, I have to press everything myself, literally make me own tea, and do the and everything's been done. It's a dream. This is like show business. This is. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have people on the mics?
What, on my programme?
On yours, yeah.
No, I would never allow the producer to say anything.
It's good.
What is?
That.
What, the fact that I wouldn't allow one?
Yeah, I think it'll work better.
What, you're saying you don't want to say anything?
Well, no, I do. I don't mind. But really? I think there's too much of it.
Yeah. No, I personally, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's right. I think, personally, if a presenter is paid to perform on a programme, why should half of it be taken up with a producer who's in the main eating? You know, they've normally got something in their mouths, like half a pineapple or some hamster or something. It's ridiculous.
If you tune into Richard, you don't want to hear, Barry, do you?
If you yeah, exactly. If you
glass.
Tune in to Richard Fairbrass, and what a very, very good job of that programme he made. We had a little debrief, him and I, in the office, and I was absolutely bloody furious, to be perfectly honest with you. Because, you know, some of us have slogged our way for, you know, what is half of our lives to sound as rhythmical and remarkable and eloquent as that man, Dare. And he literally just shows up and opens his mouth and all this brilliant stuff comes out. How does he do it? I don't know, he's just too sexy for his own damn shirt. So, yeah, so exactly, if you want to listen to Richard, you want to listen to Richard, you don't want to hear Barry kind of sitting there scratching his, that remarkable hair. What is that stuff on Barry's head? Producer Barry, what is that stuff? Anyway, it's not your business. I appreciate that you've got more important things on the go. Andy's pressing the buttons this evening. Is that all right?
Perfectly.
Excellent. Now, that's all you're getting. So, I don't even know what you said, to be honest. It was like... anyway, it's an absolute pleasure and a treat to hang out with you guys today. Hi, Looney John.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I've got an important message for the alien mothership.
Does it involve a globule?
It might do.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Go ahead.
Treacle pudding, harpsichord, ectoplasm, boing, quack, upside down, invisible carbuncle, kleptomaniac, boing, bubblegum, ridiculous, obviously, warmonger, nincompoop, boing, feudalism, octopus, xylophone, boing, jellyfish, universe, millipede, proletariat, sanctimonious, boing...
I'm still waiting for it!
...exterminate, revolutionary, boing, trepidatious, hierarchy, elephant, boing, leprechaun, apoplexy, zigzag, yellow, boing, oblong, globule, boing, boing,
Thank you, it arrived, and it couldn't have come too soon, let me say. Thank you very much for that, Looney John. You are a scholar and an... the other word that I was going to call you actually would have to dump myself. Where is the dump button? There it is. I might make it more. So I've got it. Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
I actually had to use the dump button 3 times in the early hours of this morning. Literally. And normally nobody rings me up and says any swear words. And I've been on this radio station now, bless it, for 1.5 years. I've only had to use it about 6 times. 5 of those were when I swore. Right? So, but for some reason, this morning, I don't know what it is, it was in somebody's blood or in somebody's veins, but there was a lot of filth going on the programme. It was brilliant. Loved it. It was the best programme I've ever done. So, there we go. Yeah, if you are going to call and talk to me, no swearing, no surnames, no brand names, and we'll get on like a house on fire. And he said a hotel on fire just then. Ridiculous. So, yeah, do get in touch. 0870 9090973. It'll be great to talk to you this morning. This evening. I've got to stop saying that. This evening. This is a thing, you see. I'll never get a job during the day because I can't get the time of day right.
But if you say this morning, shall we all presume you mean this evening? So we'll let you off.
So you mean effectively we're actually asking the listener to do a little work?
Why not?
To make a little effort?
Yeah.
You sure that's a good idea?
We can try it, can't we?
What was that stuff you were eating earlier?
Halloumi?
Yeah, nice to meet you too. What was that stuff you were eating earlier?
Spinach and...
Were you just greeting me in Iraqi?
Pardon?
Were you greeting me in Iraqi just then? Halloumi!
A little bit racist, isn't
it? Look, it's not racist. What are you talking about? Racist is involves something that has some kind of malice behind it. I was grinning from ear to ear.
Okay. Bit of spinach.
Spinach.
And beans.
Because we were talking about the stuff that we put in our mouths, and that was a long conversation, wasn't it? And, I mean, I've never missed a meal. I don't know about you, but I have never, my entire life, from the time that I was born, I was birthed out of the birthing canal, to this moment now where I sit in front of you like a duck out of water, like a fish out of the sea, I've never missed a meal. And I'm very proud of that. I literally, and you wouldn't know it because I'm a size 0. I mean, just look at me. These clothes are hanging off me. So, but if that meal that you ate earlier, Helen, with the greatest of respect to you and all the halloumi in the world, if that meal was put in front of me, I probably would have happily missed a meal.
What did you have today? What was your lunch today?
I just had a light lunch. I didn't have a big lunch.
You said something about steak and kidney pie.
It was steak pie. New potatoes and courgettes, carrots, gravy, apple and blackberry crumble and custard.
It's not summer fare, is it?
Well, I went to summer fare afterwards, actually. So, and that's where I bought the cheese. So, no. And yes, in answer to your question. So, yes, 84850 to text, anthony@lbc.co.uk to email, and you can also call 0870 9090 973. Right now, it's exactly 7:15. And it's time to leap to the LBC Travel Centre and meet Alan Joyce.
Thanks, Anthony. Right, we're looking at delays on the M25 in Orpington. Now, there's been an accident on the entry slip road of the anti-clockwise carriageway, and they've closed that slip road now, so you can't join the M25 to go anti-clockwise from Junction 4. We'll let you know as soon as that reopens. The A13 is slow heading into town from Prince Regent Lane to the Canning Town Flyover following an accident earlier, which is now...
It's 18 after 7. Tuesday is the 21st of August. I'm Anthony Davis. I hope you're all right. Ian's in continent, and so in the meantime, you have to hang out with me through till 10 here at London's Biggest Conversation. Thanks very much, Peter, who's in Brazil, who's... I wonder if that's Brazil the place or Brazil the wonderful movie that, of course, kind of looked to the future to see what kind of life we'd all be living and was absolutely right. We live a living hell. Anthony, how much of an old person are you to have dinner at 7 p.m? I mean, it sounds like one of those Seinfeld episodes with his parents eating in the middle of the afternoon. Why don't you have dinner at a normal time, like 8:30? Just kidding, but not really. Peter, get behind your opinion. Come on. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock is the right time to eat. And also, if you eat anything after 7 o'clock, you put on weight. Did you know that? Seriously, if you eat anything after 7 o'clock in the evening, you are guaranteed to put on weight. Whereas if you eat at 7 o'clock on the nose and and everything's in your mouth, literally, like inside you, and is working its way through your intestine, come 7:20, 7:25, you start to break it down at such a fashion that you never put on weight. That's why I'm a size zero. Hi, James.
How you doing, Anthony? You all right?
Not bad, love. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, welcome to the madness.
Yeah, this is the madness. I've done this programme a few times, and I always look forward to it.
Yeah.
Like a hole in the head.
You sound like... I would have thought it's a refreshing change from... not from the monotony, but from, you know, you can let your hair down a little bit on this show, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, yeah, not that I've got much hair to let down, James, but actually this is my six in a row on the Anthony Davis show.
Oh, really?
Well, I was on Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning. I was on this morning till 5, and now I'm on now.
Pay rise.
Pay rise? Overkill, I'd call it.
Well, I just thought, you know, I know you've been on before, and I know you do a lot of work for the station, but, you know, you've got to, we've got to get to know the sort of crazy side to you tonight. You've got to let it all out.
You want me to, kind of open my loins, do you?
Yeah, because, you know, all the regulars on this show,
yeah,
you know, they all speak to the station at other times, like, you know, For instance, me, I'll only ever argue with Nick Ferrari. Me and James O'Brien always talk about Xbox, and Ian will just get bored of me, and Chris will probably never even put me through.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're sort of new, so, you know...
I'm not new, I've been here for a year and a half.
Yeah, but you're new on the crazy show.
Okay, I'm new on the crazy show.
Your wings yet, Anthony.
I haven't hurt my wings?
Yeah, your crazy wings.
Okay. As opposed to my chicken wings, which I actually ate just before I came on the programme. Indeed, yes. Dipped in a fine honey baste.
So who's your favourite sort of regular, like, out of, you know, sort of Vinny and...
Oh, out of all of the crazy gang?
Yeah, yeah.
My favourite is probably... I think I like Barnsworth Impersonator best.
Alright, yeah.
Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, he's not been on for a while.
No? And I actually did visit on thewireless.net the other day.
Alright, yeah.
I went on briefly as someone called Stanley, and I was appalled.
What you went on as Stanley, or you were with a guy called Stanley?
No, I went on as Stanley.
Oh, right.
Stanley! So, right. Yeah, it was great. So, James, you're kind of... Do you have a kind of split personality? You're able to kind of talk to me in a kind of regular, you know, street language, and then when Ian's on, you can ring up and almost... It's like a scene from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I'm a bit schizophrenic when I phone. It only happens when I phone LBC. I don't know why.
Well, wonderful.
I've got a talking watch as well. I'll see if he wants to speak to you later.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. I'll wake him up, see if he's interested in speaking to you. But...
Okay, brilliant.
Okay.
Thanks ever so much for calling, James.
Okay, man.
Don't be a stranger.
Bye.
Bye. This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Ra.
Raj?
Ra.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Raj.
Hi, Raj. This is Anthony.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Are you in Walthamstow?
No, not at the moment. I'm in Baker Street at the moment.
Are you? Well, I like Jerry Rafferty.
Don't quite know who Jerry Rafferty is.
No, nor do I. But it doesn't matter. It's not the end of the... No. He did a terrible song called Baker Street, and then he did a follow-up album called Oxford Street, which bombed.
Right, OK. No, I'd probably look out for that one, yeah, definitely.
OK.
Definitely. I just thought I'd give you a call and kind of see how you're doing, you know?
Well, bless you, aren't you like a nice pillar of society? am I the only person you've ever phoned in your life just to see how they're doing?
No. Well, you know, obviously. But I just wanted to ask you something, actually. I phoned in not knowing what to say, but I've suddenly thought of something to ask.
Is it general knowledge?
No. I just need professional opinion.
Oh, well, you phoned the wrong place. Go ahead.
I'm actually in the middle of writing a script for it's a comedy script, you know. It's an Asian comedy show, and I was kind of thinking, you know, I'm stuck on the 8th episode. I plan to do 12, but I'm stuck on the 8th one. I mean, you know, is it writer's block? I mean, what is it? How do you guys, you know, what do I do? I mean, where do I go to get inspired? Any advice?
Well, you could watch about 26 episodes of the Kumars. Maybe you can thieve something from there. What do you reckon?
No, I don't think the Kumars really Asian. I think that's tailored towards the English people.
Really?
Definitely. I'm an Asian myself, as you know. And that's...
How would I know that?
Raj.
Raj from Walthamstow does not give it away.
Right, maybe it might be a little twang in my accent.
Yeah, go on.
But... No, goodness gracious me and the Kumars, that's tailored towards the English. That's kind of, it's kind of the popular.
Yeah, it was a poke in the direction of the mainstream to make stupid English people understand.
That's it. But what I'm doing, it's actually, it's a business, a small business run by an Asian, a Pakistani man. And what happens is, he dies, and his brother has to fly over from the village to take it over. And that's what it's based around. And I think it's really, really funny, to be honest.
It sounds bloody hilarious. Okay, well, can I have a think about it? And maybe if you call me in an hour, we can talk more seriously.
Yeah, I could call you in an hour.
Call me in an hour, and I'll do some work on it. And, you know, I'll get back to you.
Okay, Anthony, you have a good show, and I'll speak to you in an hour.
I look forward to it.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Raj.
See you later, mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kay in Harrow says, have a good show. Thank you very much, Kay. Great to hear from you. It says, what's this? It's nice to just relax and do what I would want rather than rush around all day working. Shame about the weather, but hey, it's at least we ain't moaning it's too hot. It's not like the most boring text in the world. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Good evening, Anthony with a H. I'm on holiday from work this week, and today I listen to LBC from Alison Bell all the way to you being in for Mr. Ian Lee. There we go. Isn't that wonderful? Literally, the medal is on its way to you in a jiffy. In a jiffy bag, as opposed to in a thrice. Somebody's saying, Ja Osten Doppa Anthony. I think that's good evening in a new language. I love your shows very much. I'm from Poland. Oh, there we go. And that comes from Natalia in Purfleet. Oh, I wanted to talk about Poland, actually, because I had a really weird experience in the early hours of this morning around the kind of Kensington Church Street area as I was making my way down to look at what was Barker's that was sitting there like a beautiful 1930s Art Deco ocean liner, gleaming, which is now some organic food shop. Isn't that the saddest day? I'll talk about that in a minute. And Joanne says, hi, Anthony, nice to hear you again at this hour. Wish you well. Yeah. Thank you very much for those. 84850 to text. You can email anthony@lbc.co.uk. But we love the phone. We love the phone. 0870 9090973. There we go. Do you know, I found my iPod today. I wasn't going to call it an iPod, was I? It's more of an iPod, my thing. It's so, like, an ickle little thing. I've never been one for music on the move. I don't really like having kind of music in my ears. And you'd probably, you know, listen to that and think, well, that's music to my ears. But seriously, I don't like music in my ears. I feel like I feel confined. I feel claustrophobic. I feel like my wax is going to go all over the pads. It's just not really my thing. And you know, there's nothing worse, is there, that if you lend somebody your iPod just for a moment to listen to a song and you pull them out of each ear and they're literally loaded with the orange stuff. And you think to yourself, I really should have given myself a little wash. Why is it we can get into the habit of cleaning our ears out on a daily basis till they just don't need doing and you end up perforating your eardrum when in fact, you, and then you can forget for like 6 months and you can't even get a cotton bud in there. You literally have to, you have to send someone in to go and sort it out for you, like a doctor with a syringe. Apparently that's really bad for you, syringing your ears. I heard that the other day. Guy on the bus told me. Right after he nicked my Oyster card, strangely. So it was a kind of give-and-take thing, you know. He gave me some useless information. I gave him £19 on an Oyster card, which was quite nice. But the thing to use, if you... I don't know why I got into this, but I'll, you know, give it a go while we're here. The thing to use if you want to get all that crap out of your ears is an ear candle. Have you heard about these? An ear candle. You can get them from a Chinese herbalist shop. And it's a candle that you light, obviously, hence the candle. You lie on your side, you stick it in your ear. I've done it about half a dozen times in the one ear. That's how much I needed to get out anyway. And I'm lying on the side, and you light it, and it burns down, takes about 5 minutes. Helen, have you ever done this? An ear candle?
No.
You're looking at me like I'm making it up.
No, I know what you mean.
It's true.
Yeah.
It burns down, and it vacuums out everything that's inside your ear hole.
And does it?
Everything. Literally, half my brains were going out of there. I knew nothing. By the time it was out, I knew nothing. And it all sucks out. And then when you finish, you unravel the little candle, and inside is a little ball of earwax. And then you can send that to your nana for Christmas. This is LBC 97.3 0870 90 90973. Back with more after the news.
Our first property...
LBC 97.3. This is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis. 0870 90 90 973. If you want to chit chat this morning, and you know, just join the party. It's amazing. You should see the cake. It's remarkable. There's a huge response to my recommendation of eating at 7 o'clock and no other time, which I think is really wonderful. Wonderful, you know. It's Peter in Brazil again saying, "I'll get behind my point. I just didn't want to sound rude, but at 7 o'clock eating a meal there, and your theory that you'll never put on weight if you do this is nuts. What are you, nuts? I mean, okay, I get the part where you start digesting and all that, but if you stuff your face at 7 o'clock, you will put on weight in it." He says, "Well." Look, I think it has something to... maybe I missed out a vital point. I don't think you should eat carbohydrate after 7 o'clock. I think I missed that bit out. I'm really sorry about that. I forgot. If you eat carbohydrate with your meal after 7 o'clock, then you get fat, right? So, I weigh about, what, 4 or 5 stone? Helen, what do you say? 4 stone, 5 stone?
10 and a half.
Sorry?
10 and a half.
What do you say? 4 or 5 stone?
About 10 and a half, 11. How tall are you?
6 foot, 5 foot, 9...
In your world, it'd be 4 stone.
4 stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 5 foot 11. I always have been. Which I think is actually the right height to be if you're a human. You know? I mean, if you're anything else, if you're a kind of... something else, a Skeksis, or if you're a kind of golem character, then fine, be kind of other heights. But if you're a human being, you really should be 5 foot 11. Am I being a little too prejudiced here? Do you think I'm kind of being a, you know, am I tarnishing everybody with the same brush? Maybe I should get myself a different brush. I don't know. Andy, you're quite a size, aren't you, for a man? You're no,
Why, thank you.
Well, seriously, but I mean, you have a frame, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You're quite a big man, really, aren't you? Let's be honest, you're a big man.
There are a few pounds I could do without.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll have your wallet with pleasure.
Not those pounds.
Okay. It's very nice to see you during the day, by the way. It's normally at 5 o'clock in the morning that
We both have not bleary eyes. It's very weird.
I know. I always thought that's what your eyes were like. So thanks very much, Peter in Brazil, for all this kind of stuff. It's wonderful. Maggie in Oakwood. Morning, Maggie. I mean, evening, Maggie. Oh, I don't know. Gonna have to. Can I bleep myself every time I say good morning instead of good evening? If you haven't eaten, then I'd better not mention French toast. Oh God, we have had over the last few days in the crazy hour of the morning programme. There's been a debate about the difference between French toast and eggy bread. It's literally been going on for days. And just to kind of empathise and sympathise, I decided to eat as much of the said, you know, consumable as I could possibly imagine or manage, and still didn't get an answer. Although, no, actually, I think we did get an answer. It turns out eggy bread is the English translation to the French delicacy. because the French delicacy is French toast, which is where you take slightly stale bread and you soak it in eggnog, I don't know what other stuff is. You beat an egg and you soak a toast in it, and then you fry it in butter. It's delicious. Are you a vegetarian, Helen?
I'm not, no.
Thank goodness for that.
Are you?
No. I won't have any vegetarian friends. I've got one friend called Jack who's vegetarian. He's fine, but he's not allowed in the house.
That's probably just as well.
I mean,
does he smell?
No, he doesn't smell. He can go in his own house, but he just can't come in my house.
Right.
I just won't have him in the house. They're just such troublemakers.
So you're having a dinner party. Would you invite him and you'd keep him on the step outside and you'd send him...
Invite him. I'd need, like, 8 months' notice to get a cauliflower out the freezer or something. It's trouble.
Does he invite you round to his place?
No. It's an eye for an eye in Jack's eyes. Well,
friendly, then, this?
No. We're very good mates.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just like there's one thing that doesn't tally, and that's the fact that, you know, I don't have a lot of time for the whole vegetarian thing, and he doesn't even have a kitchen in his house. Genuinely, when I first went round to Jack's house, he showed me around, and I could not... I said, Jack, you haven't got a kitchen.
Is he like, the artist, Gilbert and George, does he eat out the whole time?
Well, there's a cafe at the end of the street where he's got his own table.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Well, not really. No, it's minging. I think it had E. coli or something, foot and mouth he's got now. He's not allowed to move around. He has to stay in his own, you know, field. This is from Bob in Ashford. He says, Hi, Anthony, can you help me? Do you remember in the early 1980s, someone shot Mickey DeLance from the Monkees when he was on a boat on the Thames? No, I don't remember that, because I was probably about six, and, the only monkeys I were playing with were, you know, stuffed with monkey stuffing. So, no. I'm not even a believer of all that, to be perfect. Now, talking of that, I got my iPod out, and so I've managed to load up the iPod with all my favourite music, and it occurred to me that I probably have the most ridiculous and dreadful taste in music anywhere in the history of the world. I mean, literally, my choice of music is... To say it's eclectic, it's on another bleeding planet. I mean, you just can't even buy this stuff. The stuff that I like on my iPod, you can't even get hold of, and it's not because it's gone out of print. It's just because there's just no call for it. You know, nobody actually would ever want this kind of music. Anyway, so I thought I'd brought my iPod in, we plugged it in, and I thought I'd entertain you with some of the delights on it, and I'd be interested to know what you've got on your iPod, and if you can recommend anything, you know... Well, that is similar to mine. Shall I just play you the first song on my iPod and see what it is? Do we think this is going to work? Okay, I'm playing it now. So if this works, it'll be a miracle. But I've pressed play. Hang on. Right. Is it on my fader? Oh, okay. I've only got patch 2. Oh, right, my fader's up. Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is it. I've got it. Right, this is the first song on my iPod. Right, beat the intro. Come on, you've got to know what that is. It's a classic.
That's awful.
Well, you're talking about awful. That's one of the great classic kind of trancey dance garage house numbers ever. Come on. Love it with me.
It's not even a guilty pleasure.
What are you talking about? Do you not know what that is?
Is this number one on this list?
Yeah, it's the top one. Someone has got to guess what... If someone can ring in. If you can ring in, you know what it is. 08709090973. I will personally give you a little bit of my Battenberg. Seriously, I'll quite happily cut you the end that's got all the nice marzipan on it. That is the best... Helen, your taste in music is from another world.
Well, your taste of music is... So dull.
It's beautiful. Listen to this. This is beautiful.
Let me grab a call. Let's see if Sophie knows.
Yeah, I bet she does, because she's a girl. And, you know, this kind of music is... I'm so finely tuned in to the language of the female. You see? Sophie?
Yes.
You know what it is, don't you?
Sebastian Tellier.
Hey!
Very soon.
Hey, do you want to go for some chips later? Seriously, just you and me. Hey?
Where's the Battenberg?
Oh, no, I'm offering chips now.
Oh, okay. Chips will be good.
Have you ever danced to that in a slightly drug-induced state, Sophie?
Never will I do such a thing.
And by drug-induced state, I'm referring to an overdose on Battenberg, obviously.
Friday night.
Yeah, a little more of the pink stuff than of the yellow stuff, obviously, because that pink stuff is potent.
The marzipan's a little bit wrong, I just eat the sponge.
Oh, you just eat the sponge? Mm. Yeah, I like your style. Whereabouts in Morden are you, the nice bit or the crappy bit?
Isn't it all a little bit crappy?
Well, the bit near Blockbuster is.
No, I'm kind of towards Morden Hall Park.
Oh, nice. Okay, you've gone right up in my estimation.
Do you know the area well, then?
Like the back of my hand.
Where are you from?
England.
Well, how do you know Morden? No one knows Morden except for it being the end of the Northern Line.
Yeah, it is. In fact, they should rename it the Morden Line, really, because you only go on it if that's where you're going to end up.
The misery line.
People only live in Morden if they fall asleep on the tube. Have you noticed?
Well, that's all anyone ever says to me. Oh, yeah, I ended up there once.
Yeah.
I fell asleep on the Northern
Line. Yeah, I got chucked out there one. Couldn't find a hotel, couldn't find a police station, couldn't find anything.
There was nothing there except for Blockbuster.
There's Blockbuster Video, yeah. Well, come and discover the difference and, hang out with me.
Yes, that sounds like good fun.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Alright.
Maybe you can guess some more of my, tunes.
You've got a good taste in music. Although, like, you did say that was techno, didn't you, or something?
No, that was, it was Garage House Trance.
Garage House Trance.
That's right, yeah.
How very youth.
Yeah, very youth, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Alright.
In it.
Bye.
Bye. Pat?
I was gonna guess that, but did Sophie get it?
No, she didn't. What do you think it is?
Lick My Love Pump.
I'm sorry?
Lick My Love Pump.
No, it's not that. That is track two, actually, interestingly, on my doodah. But there we go. So, thank you very much for that. Effectively, that is the first one on of my iPod that has been correctly selected. I'm not sure what Pat was on about there. He was on another planet, wasn't he? Got plugged into the wrong programme. It was very rude. Sorry about that, if you were offended. If you thought it was brilliant, then, well, just stay tuning into the programme. You might hear some more stuff like that. So what have you got on your iPod, and what would be track one? And is it as brilliant as mine? Now, track two, should we play Beat the Intro? Do you think this is worth doing? I'll play Beat the Intro. You play Beat the Intro with me, and we'll see what happens. Okay. Track two on my iPod. Oh, no, it's the same one. Hang on. Here we go. Any ideas? Oh, this is so middle of the road. I'm going to pass away. What's on your iPod, Helen? Because you mentioned three songs earlier, which sounded like you were speaking a different language.
Well, they weren't songs.
Oh, were they artists?
Artists.
Okay, go on.
CSS.
Isn't that where you queue up to get your social security money?
From Brazil.
Oh, from Brazil. Okay.
Arcade Fire.
Right, what's that? Is that a fire brigade term?
You must have been living in a cave to not have heard of the Arcade Fire.
I do have a cave. Next one?
New Young Pony Club.
You go where? Is that riding on a Sunday morning?
I'll break it down.
Please do.
New. Young.
Young.
Pony.
Pony.
Club.
I'll go for one in a minute. Lovely. Okay. Well, what a selection, a veritable eclectic mix of music. Never heard of any of that stuff. It can't be very good, clearly. This is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis. It's 7:45. And let's shimmy to Alan Joyce.
Thanks, Anthony. Right, we're looking at problems in the kingdom.
90-90-973.
How do you do? Hope you're all right this evening and everything's all right. It's about 7:47. 7:47. That good? 7:47. Now, there's the name of an indie band. Happen to know that for a fact. Have you heard of the 747s? Helen, indie band. You see, I'm with you. Have you heard of the 747s?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
Middle of the road.
No, it's not middle of the road. I happen to know.
Elton John.
Well, actually,
Have you heard of him?
I've got some Elton John coming in just a little while for you. On Middle of the Road Station. Seriously, this is great. I mean,
This is awful.
No, it's not. You see, this is my theory on Muzak, right? And and I mean that, as I say it, Muzak, that if you enjoy music, if you're a music person, right, and I'm a total... what?
Well, look at that list.
Well, we'll get to the list in a moment. The point is that Muzak should be enjoyed on a song-by-song basis, in my opinion and little experience that I have. I think that if you are a fan of an artist, the chances are, if you follow their career and their catalogue, they're going to put out a few duff songs over the years, you know? Like, Bermuda Triangle was never one of Manilow's great songs. It didn't have the same ring to it that Copacabana had. But that's just my opinion. And I'm sure you'll agree. I mean, the Bermuda Triangle, it makes things disappear. Bermuda Triangle, Don't Go Too Near. don't go too near. If you look at it from my angle, I mean, you can't run my angle.
Is this on this list here?
What, Bermuda Triangle?
Go on, read out some of this list.
No, 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 well, I'm going to play them all. If I read them out, it will be preempting the quality of the of the actual audible, you know,
You've
sensation.
You've got Bernard Cribbins here.
Yeah, there's Bernard Cribbins on my list, yeah.
The actor?
The singer, yes, Bernard Cribbins. Bernard Cribbins, the singer, who it was in an episode of 40 Towers. We'll come to that.
No.
We've got time. We've got 2 hours and 10 minutes.
The Railway Children.
I couldn't get that on, actually. My iPod only takes 22 songs. I got it on eBay. So, yes, we'll come to that. Now, hey, before we do this, let's get serious. I've got to tell you how you can win yourself a fantastic prize. It's a really good one, because it's the How Low Reverse Auction. It's a 26-inch Samsung LCD TV, also a PS3, which stands for PlayStation 3. Now, the PS3 is 100 times more powerful than the original PlayStation. It's twice the price of all other consoles on the market, and you could win one here for next to nothing. Now, it's got inside it a wireless, well, actually, no, outside it, a wireless motion sensing controller, and inside it a Blu-ray player, which is brilliant. It means that you can watch movies in high definition, the quality is fantastic, and if you combine that with this brand new Samsung flat screen, well, the gaming world is your oyster card. Now, remember, it's the person with the lowest unique bid that wins the game. That's the lowest bid in pence that nobody else makes before the end of the auction at 11:30. When is it? Tonight? Yeah, it ends tonight, 11:30. So, you got about 3 hours and 40. Thank you very much indeed. What was that? Did you accidentally press something just then? That's all right, Andy. You obviously got an overactive digit. You're just pressing all the buttons on my screen in there. Yeah, that's what it is. Knock yourself out. So if you fancy this, you've got 3 hours, you've got 40 minutes to make this happen. Just text LBC plus your bid in pence and send it to 88821. So, for example, if you want to bid 45 pence, you would text LBC, then a space, then 45, and you would send that to 88821. The bid will cost you £1.50 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 11:30 tonight. You've got to be over 16 to play, and the full terms and conditions are on the website at lbc.co.uk. There you go. Good luck. Good luck to you. Alex in Tooting Beck says, on your iPod, you have to have 07, The Garden. It's the best album ever. Also, John Legend's album, Once Again, and Get Lifted. Hey, I don't believe it. I actually do have some John Legend on my iPod. So, Alex, you know, you and I, we're going to have things in common. Do you know, who's this? Mfo Skeef. She's essential listening for the iPod. Loving the show. Oh, okay. Hi, Reg.
Hi, Anthony.
You all right, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You in the Crystal Palace?
I am indeed.
Hey, I only found out the other day that you've got those huge dinosaurs.
God, they've been there since Victorian times.
I know they've been there since Victorian times, but I haven't had a chance to get round it. Give us a break. Yeah.
Well, they've just refurbished them, so they look a bit pristine at the moment.
They were rusting a little bit when I saw them, but yeah, they're left over from the Great Exhibition or something, weren't they?
Hang on just a moment, the local fuzz are going past.
What are you talking about? You're on the run, aren't you?
That's better.
You being chased by the filth?
No. It's quite busy up here. We have that going on all the time.
Yes, I know the Crystal Palace. Whereabouts are you? On the Annerley Road or somewhere like that?
No, I'm actually the junction of Palace Parade and Westwood Hill.
Oh, very posh. Right near the fish and chip shop.
No, I haven't got any shops down here, unfortunately.
No? No, they all got burnt down.
Yeah.
And then boarded up.
The Triangle's about half a mile down the road.
You've got a what?
It's called the Triangle.
Oh, okay. There is a Triangle. Sorry.
Yeah, we've got about 17 restaurants down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, that's like I've had dreams like that.
Yeah. Well, for you, you're 7 o'clock eating. Yeah, I suppose it would be.
Well, it's almost like the first sitting of dinner, you see. I love an empty restaurant, Reg.
Do you?
I would. You see, if I walked past a restaurant and there was loads of people in it, I'd think there was something wrong with it.
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah, I believe you.
Eh?
Honestly.
So, what did you ring up about, Reg?
I know your tune number two on your iPod.
You know tune number two?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
It's Tony Bennett.
Yeah?
And it's I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Did you?
It is, isn't it, sir?
You left your heart where?
San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Yes.
We're just having the rubbish taken out here. Shall I just look around and see if there's anything else that needs to go? Hang on. See, you don't get this in my programme in the middle of the night normally. You don't actually get the kind of service that this is. Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure. This is wonderful. You don't do massage, do you, or anything? Don't provide any extra services? No. Okay. Just asking. Just meeting the team here. Meeting the team. This is great.
That must be deep joy for you.
You don't get this on Radio 4.
No, you don't.
Their place is a mess. Seriously, there's rubbish everywhere. They never take anything out. Whereas here it actually gets done on purpose. Wonderful. So, sorry, what were you going to say about the music?
It was Tony Bennett,
yeah.
My Heart, in San Francisco.
That's right, it was. Have you ever seen Tony Bennett live and in the flesh?
No, but I used to buy all his albums years ago.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, thank you very much.
Anthony, I've enjoyed your show.
No, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to the man who came to collect the rubbish.
It's
but,
good.
I heard Tony Bennett once sing that song at the Royal Albert Hall, completely unaccompanied.
Yeah.
And with, you know, completely a cappella and without any amplification, in a single spotlight. Couldn't hear a word he sung.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't hear a word. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, Anthony.
Sayonara.
Bye.
Bye. This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis, and I'm in for Ian, who's incognito. If you want to get in touch and chat, then hang out with me here. 0870 9090973. Text me, email me. The whole lot's on the website. Howdy. Oh, sorry to use a cowboy greeting there if you're not from the Wild West. I don't want to alienate you. So, hello. How do you do? I'm Anthony Davis. This is LBC. Yeah, I was just going through my iPod earlier, and I was discovering that my taste in music leaves a lot to be desired. Hi, Ricky.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. You all right?
Not too bad. Monsters starting to bite.
The Monsters, yes.
I have a tablet, and should be all right for a while.
Okay. Now, I'll just explain for those that don't know at this crazy hour, because normally you and I hang out in the early hours of the morning.
Oh, yes.
What with your insomnia and everything. Ricky?
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Sorry, I thought you passed away for a moment just then.
No. Cool.
And you have the starring role on my list of the illest callers that ring LBC, which is brilliant. so far on the list, we've got suspected... Suspected multiple sclerosis. I've got a chat with sciatica, who hasn't left the house in 6 months. I've got... Oh, it's a veritable feast of illness. And you are hold the top spot, Ricky.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Talking about music earlier.
Yeah.
I'm quite an addict of music. I suppose I've got over 2,000 different tracks of different people.
Have you?
Everything from AC/DC down to...
You're a bit what?
Everything from AC/DC to things like Mozart.
Never heard of him.
You have, don't tell me lies.
I actually walked past Mozart's house the other day. There was a English heritage plaque up on the wall, and then I walked for another half an hour, and then I saw another one, and I realised that Mozart was clearly on the run. I think he lived in almost every street in London. It's ridiculous. I don't think he ever paid any rent or any tax in his entire life, and he was only about 12.
Yeah, he makes good music though.
Made a couple of good tracks. What was my favourite Mozart one? I'm hanging with your dogs, baby. That was my favourite one.
Yeah, I'm
cotching in my yard with your young stuff.
I've been trying to get a record or a chain of copies somehow, some way, of the Prodigy singing Serial Killer.
You're a what?
I've been trying to get a copy of the Prodigy.
Oh, the Prodigy.
Yeah, singing Serial Killer.
That's quite heavy, though, isn't it? I thought you would have liked something a little lighter. It's quite anarchic, that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm a bit like that, you know.
You're a little bit of a rebel. By the way, you do drive a Vauxhall Astra with go-faster stripes and lowered suspension, fat tyres.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. You keep sending me photos of them, so, I mean, I should know.
Yeah, that one the other night I sent you.
The photo of you?
Yeah.
Yes, you bet. I printed it out in colour, and it's on my wall. I'm making it. Sorry.
Where's the dart hole at the moment? You've been throwing darts.
No, I wouldn't throw darts at it. No, I'm not that kind of a person. No. I just throw fruit and whatever's gum, stuff, whatever's kind of swishing around in my mouth.
Wine gums or grapes will do. I don't mind.
Hey, I made you talk on the programme yesterday chewing a fruit pastel without chewing it. Do you remember?
I do.
Oh, what fun that was.
Forget.
Yeah. Okay, well, off you go. Chop, chop.
Well, I'll speak to you soon, Anthony.
I'll catch you on Saturday morning.
Yep, okay, mate.
Okay, ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bless Ricky. He's got Parkinson's disease. You see, that's why he's number one on the list. He's got the Parkies. Hey, it's great to hang out with you today. Don't go anywhere. We've still got loads to talk about. Thank you very much for your wonderful messages. Oh, somebody's saying that talking about ear candles has grossed them out so much they're having to turn to alcohol. Oh, please, I've been able to manage that. And Penelope's watching videos of me on MySpace, and she says that she's not stalking me much, in brackets. Well, thanks very much for that. This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis. We'll be back with more right after the very latest news. It's 8 o'clock. LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis, and it's Tuesday, the 21st of August 2007. If you want to make contact, first contact, 0870 9090973. Text me. Oh, the joy of text. 84850. And you can email Anthony at lbc.co.uk. I've been using that Muzak for, three or four months now? And I must have received over 100 emails from people asking what in the life of it is it in it? And I'm very happy to give you the answer, but only by email. I will return email. But we've kind of chosen to keep it a little bit of a secret because it's such a lovely thing. Although there is a version by Ronan Keating that I saw in Steve Allen's In Tray the other day, and that is very suspect. So I don't recommend that particular version, but that one, lovely. So we've been talking about the delights that is on my earpod, and I'll go through a few more of those in a while. I mean, and I was saying earlier, I think that you should, if you are a fan of music, you should follow songs and not artists. So, because there's loads of great songs out there that have been performed by artists that you wouldn't normally consider. So I already played you my song from Sebastian Tellier. Now, I'm not a fan of Sebastian, you know? He's way too out there for me, but that particular song, La Ritournelle, is brilliant. And, you know, so that's what you do. You just make a choice. Like, for example, I'm not a fan of Guns N' Roses. I never have been. You know, I like a Slash occasionally, but I'm just not a fan of Guns N' Roses. But that song, Sweet Child of Mine, is one of the great songs of all time. I mean, disagree with me by all means if you like, but, you know, there you go. 0870 9090973. Call me, text me 84850, email Anthony with a H at lbc.co.uk. John says, why are you on the radio now, and will you be able to keep a show going until 5 a.m. tomorrow? A 10-hour stint. Keep up the good work and say morning, team, to Steve Allen for all the gang in Broadmoor. Thanks, Tone. My pleasure, John. And, somebody else saying, we're both listening from Barcelona. I think your show is great. That's GR8. The only other person who I know that spells it like that is Tony the Frosty's Tiger. Strange, isn't it? It's just you and from J&A, this is from. Just you, J&A, and Tony the Frosty's Tiger spells it like that, GR8. Keep up the good work. My girlfriend is Polish and she's learning English by listening to LBC. There we go. Well, she should come over. Actually, I could do with No, I won't say that. And Ricky's saying, hi, Anthony, you said you'd be covering for Ian Lee, and I said I would be listening, and here I am. Thanks, Ricky. That's very good of you. Bless you. And Anthony in Felton says, in my opinion, you're one of the best presenters on LBC. Well, your opinion is clearly wrong. Have you not actually listened to LBC? there's a reason why I'm on in the middle of the night. And if we have a little, let's go a little bit further down. Connor is saying, hey, Anthony, Connor here. How are you? I'm fine, thanks, Connor. How are you? Makes a change to hear you on in the day. For your iPod, I would suggest some Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Guns N' Roses, The Who, The Darkness, and Iron Maiden. Oh, and Queen, and Tenacious D. Hey, I saw that film, Tenacious D, the other week with Jack Black. That is one weird film. Really, I mean, you need to have put away a certain amount of Battenberg to be able to make that kind of, you know, play easy on your eyes. Alex says, I know where we're not talking about this, but I need some help. I recently got two goldfish, the comet variety, and I've got them living in a large bowl, but people have been telling me that it's cruel to keep them there. There is a pump and a filter. Do you think any listeners will be able to comment? Yes, I think they probably would. I don't know. I'm not very good with animals. I would never get a job in a pet shop. I just wouldn't. I'd end up eating all the bird seed. It's just not my thing. But my guess is that I'm sure they're fine. You know, they're little fishies. They'll be fine. They're very, very robust. And even if they're not fine, they won't even remember the fact that they're not fine. So every time it comes around to thinking about the fact they might not be happy about the environment, they would have forgotten about it anyway. So you've got nothing to worry about. MS says, hello, I just wanted to say that I listened to your show online in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the US of A. And hello from the US of A. Oh, thank you very much, MS. That's great to hear from you. And Jansey from Brighton says, first on my iPod is I Changed My Mind by Bourne. Check it out, because it's as cool as... There we go. I've never heard of that. I've Changed My Mind by Bourne. Hey, can I play the next track on my iPod? Right, get this. You're going to love this one.
But we won't.
Come on. Beat the intro. Helen, you can do this. Even you with your crazy...
Nat King Cole, is it?
What? Nat King Cole?
Is it? Is that wrong? Oh, sorry.
How can you not know what this is?
Oh, Matt Monro.
Oh, this is lovely. Is it giving you a headache?
Oh, that's horrible.
What are you talking about? That's Nat King Cole. He had the greatest voice ever in the history of singing ever in the history of singing.
That's horrible, though, isn't it?
Helen. So, okay, so you offer me up one of your remarkable indie tunes.
Muse. I'll swap you that for Muse.
I'm doing the Muse at 8:30.
Muse is a band.
Is it?
It is.
You want to swap Muse for Nat King Cole?
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How does Muse go?
Well, it's a bit thrashier than that.
Like this? Oh, yes.
They
say. You see, I could sit with a nice cucumber sandwich with the edges cut off. Obviously, I don't want to do myself any kind of internal trauma, and just relax and listen to a little bit.
You're 198 listening to this.
I don't think I am. No, I think I'm. I'm. You know, I get free bus travel. Put it that way. That was Nature Boy from Nat King Cole's album Unforgettable.
Cross that off this list.
Okay. Now, Nat King Cole, get this, right? Now, how's this for a tenuous link? Nat King Cole had a daughter, right? And this is her song. Do you know this one? This is on my iPod. This is Nat King Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole. Isn't it funny that her name is like his name, only with a kind of... A little bit on the end. Is this too middle of the road for you again?
This is terrible.
This is terrible,
it's
is
horrible.
It? Okay, right, let's not have
that. I'll swap your hair.
Yeah?
For Mazzy Star.
Mazzy Star? You want to swap Natalie Cole for Mazzy Star?
Please.
No. What does Mazzy Star sound like? Don't you wish you had your iPod in there and then we could
I wish you'd have phoned me last night and told me to bring my iPod.
But you won't give me your number.
Besides that, or emailed my work email.
Really?
Would have helped. She's leaning towards pop country, kind of depressing, slightly.
Track 4, get this.
Sorry.
Come on.
No.
You want middle of the road? I'm giving it to you on a plate with garnish and a little bit of rocket. Get this. Oh, this is beautiful. Literally, I am dancing around in my green flash trainers, right? I'm hopping around. That is something else, isn't it? Bruce Hornsby in the Range. Love it. Charlotte?
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Hello. Fine, thank you. I heard you talking about music.
No, we've not... We haven't talked about music, no.
Oh, okay.
What station you been listening to?
I thought it was about your iPod.
No. We've been talking about immigration and a little bit of alcohol, a little antisocial behaviour.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, but if you want to change the subject, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say that the Rolling Stones are going on tour again.
Well, they're on tonight at the
O2. Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's this whole controversy about them not smoking.
Oh.
Well, you know there's this smoking ban
that
someone invented?
Yes.
Apparently, because the Rolling Stones are so old, that unless they have a cigarette, like, every few minutes, there's a chance that their heart-lung machines won't function or something. I don't know. There's something about them that means that they have to smoke. It's all part of the image. Yeah.
How old are they now?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
81.
Oh. No, it's not.
Seriously, I'm telling you, I've got it written down here. Seriously, Mick Jagger, 81. What was the other one's name? Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Richards.
Sorry?
Keith Richards.
Yeah, that's right. Keith Richards.
Yeah.
79. Who's the other one? Keith Moon?
I can't remember the others.
I think he's gone, isn't he, Keith Moon?
I can't remember the others.
Oh, yeah. Are you a fan, then?
I quite like it.
Okay.
I heard some of the music tonight on the radio.
Yes.
Wasn't one of them in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, one of them was in Pirates of the Caribbean. It was Keith Richards. He played Johnny Depp's father.
Right.
Or Captain Jack Sparrow's father. Yeah. He was only in it for a minute. He was very good.
Yeah.
You know, he had the touch of the Richard Fairbrass about him. You know, it's like he hadn't done it before, yet he showed up and he was brilliant and everyone was like, oh, how did that happen?
Hmm. Do you like the Rolling Stones music?
No.
No, you don't.
No, it's not middle of the road enough for me.
All right.
Well, you know, I like something that's got, you know, that's just a little bit special. Like this.
I wonder why they would want to tour, though, because they must have loads of money.
Well, you would have thought they would have, but anyway, they're starting at the O2 tonight,
okay.
And in Greenwich, and if they smoke, the O2 are going to get fined about £2,500. Oh, this is beautiful. Raining down as cold as ice. Oh, this is something else. Literally, I'm... Oh, Barry. Do you know, I'm actually... Charlotte?
Yes?
Would you believe me if I told you that a little tear just leapt out of my tear duct and passed down my cheek?
Oh.
I know, thanks. Aww. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bless her. Yeah, if you want to get in touch, 0870-9090-973. It would be great to hang out with you this morning. Right now, this evening, it's 8:15. And it's time to hang out with Will Gowing.
Well, in King's Cross then tonight.
How do you do? 17 after 8. This is LBC 97.3. Hello to Al, who just phoned me on my mobile phone. And literally, on it was my leg was vibrating furiously. And he just phoned to say... you on a radio? And I was like, yeah, I think so. And he went, oh. And then he hung up. Ridiculous, isn't it? You know. Some people have got no respect anymore. I am loving... Do you know, my iPod is starting to become the success story of the 21st century. You know? Seriously, I mean, here I was, I showed up with what I thought was middle-of-the-road taste, and now there is hordes of emails of people saying what remarkable taste I have in music. You know, I'm a changed man. Absolutely changed. Hi, John.
Hi, Anthony.
Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, nice to hear you at a civilised time in the... It is the evening.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
I have been on, the last 5 days, I've been on in the early hours of the morning, because Bill Buckley's been away.
I've missed you. I've been fast asleep at that time of the morning.
Really?
It's all gone unnoticed.
Well, thank goodness for LBC Plus.
It is absolutely, yeah.
Seriously, from just £2 a month, you can listen to every single one of my terrible programmes in the comfort of your own iPod.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I get an iPod.
Well, you don't even, you just, have you got a computer?
I've got a computer.
Oh, well, you could just play it through there.
I need to download it all. I mean, I still listen to records, I still listen to CDs, I hear stuff on the radio. Some of this middle-of-the-road stuff is great. I think Helen is prejudiced.
She's prejudiced, isn't she?
Probably by the fact that she's only about 12 or something.
Well, but, 13.
I think, at a certain age you get yourself into a sort of mind frame that only certain bands are hip and anything else is beyond the pale.
Exactly. I mean, so far I've given you the Nat King Cole, I've given you the Natalie Cole, I've given you the Bruce Hornsby in the Range, right?
Yes.
I've given you the Manilow.
Yes.
I mean, hello, if that is not a lineup of a quality lineup of playlist, I don't know what is.
I think it could be said to be a bit dull, though, by some of us that perhaps like those. I mean, I'll defend your right to listen to all that stuff, because I think it is great, but I mean, I also do like some of the stuff that's perhaps a bit more around. I mean, I do have...
Well, I had a little bit of dancey trancey at the top end of there, a little bit of garage, whatever it was.
And, I happen to like things like the Stones and Led Zeppelin and the Doors. And the Sex Pistols and the Clash. I'm showing my age because these acts are all totally out of date and considered clapped out as well.
Oh, I don't know. You see, when you get to our age, John, You know, you need something that is just going to support you as you sit in your easy chair.
Well, I'm not quite ready for that yet. I mean, the
well, you speak for yourself. I'm very comfortable.
The idea of doing a Val Doonigan is it hasn't we haven't quite got to that stage just yet.
Are you a fan of the Elton John?
I am. But having said that, I mean, he's made some totally terrible songs. I mean, I think I played yesterday on a track called Passengers, which is
really
sorry, an absolute pile of old bilge. But, you know, he's, most of the time I think what he does is fine.
Here's my Elton John favourite song. Tell me if you like this one. Oh, this is just so beautifully middle of the road. Literally, I am... Oh, do you know, I just passed away for a second just then. It's lovely.
I may not believe it, but I don't believe in miracles. This thing don't stop here anymore.
Oh, you see, it's music like that, that literally, if you wanted to... If you wanted to take your own life, if you wanted to have a kind of a tea party and not invite anybody and you just wanted to sit there by yourself with a lot of cakes hanging around on a trestle table, just staring at them, you know, with like with a half a pint of shandy in your hand, that's the song to play, isn't it? I mean, literally, listen.
When I think about I don't believe it is good. He actually, they actually said that that the album it came from, Songs from the West Coast,
yeah.
Described as a return to form.
A return to... That's what they said, and
he got back with Bernie Taupin on that one.
He did. Literally, they hadn't slept together for years. No. And the other thing is that, you know, bless him, Reginald Kenneth Dwight, right? From he him. Reckoned that that was the best album he's ever made.
I think it's one of the best, and although his latest one, Captain and the Kid, is...
Yeah.
For, well, I think... you didn't like it? And you mentioned Bernard Cribbins.
I did, yes, he's on my list. He's a bit further down the list, though.
But I do remember that. We had a recording of that track, which you're going to play later on, on Reel to Reel.
On Reel to Reel? Now you're talking, John.
On an old Philips. I think we must have pirated off my aunt's record collection, because we never actually had the single, but Wright Said Fred was a novelty song.
Really? I've never heard of them. Who are they?
Well, I don't know if it's that one you've got, but that... he had a whole string of hits in the 60s,
yeah.
Before going on to appear in The Railway Children and other things.
Is Bernard Cribbins still alive?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, he pops up from time to time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he was wonderful. I mean, he still is wonderful. There are certain characters from yesteryear, like Mr. Cribbins, who will go down in the annals of history as being kind of legendary, middle-of-the-road characters who only ever were kind of supporting cast, but without them there would have been no popular culture.
No, well, the episode of Fawlty Towers, he was brilliant in that as well.
He was quite angry, I seem to remember.
He was extremely angry. The omelette had the right kind of peas.
That's right, he had some kind of OCD or something, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
And would you watch the BBC Two Televisual Feast tonight, which got Fawlty quite rattled. A brilliant episode.
Very good. Okay, well, there we go. Thanks very much for your call, John.
Yeah, you too.
Love to your mum.
Thank you.
Bye. There we go. This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis. 0870 9090973. Peter from Brazil, who's on a literally, he's on a kind of sponsored email at the moment. I don't know. Maybe we send him a pound for everyone he sends us. I don't know. He says, Anthony, I must agree with Helen. Your songs are kind of weak, and you could very well be 108 listening to that and having dinner at 7 o'clock. I'm liking the show, but not your music taste. Helen, did you speak to Peter and ask him to be biased towards your particular brand of music?
No, people can make up their own minds about your awful taste in music.
I beg your pardon? I have, you know, I went to see Barbara Streisand at the O2 the other week.
Oh.
What, I'm sorry?
Oh.
Say that again?
Oh, dear.
What, you couldn't get tickets?
Oh, shut up, no.
Well, if you wanted tickets, Helen, you'd only have to ask.
No, I'm all right, Tara.
Really?
Yeah.
But she sung Send in the Clowns.
Did you cry?
Well, a little bit. It was very good.
I bet it wasn't. For £500, you've got to say that.
I had to interview Curtis Stigers the other week, right? You remember him?
Mm.
He was brilliant. And I was chatting to him about where I'd last seen him doing a show, right? And I said, I'm sure I saw you at Wembley Arena. And he says to me, and I said, yeah, you were definitely playing Wembley Arena. And he's like, oh, no, And I said, oh, you were supporting someone. Who was it you were supporting at Wembley Arena? And he went, was it Barry Manilow? And I went, yeah, that was it. That's where I saw you. And he went, you went to Barry Manilow? was like, yes, I'm sorry. So not only did had I seen Curtis and Bazza, right, in the same night, but Curtis, his opinion of my choice of music and taste in music went down about his own act because I'd seen him supporting Manilow.
I'll swap you.
Yeah?
Your woman, Babs.
Babs Streisand.
For Amy Winehouse.
Who?
Amy Winehouse.
She's not a singer.
I know she doesn't turn up much, but any day.
Amy Winehouse?
Yes.
What, the one who's, like, a troublemaker?
She's all right. She's just got a few issues to solve.
She's got problems. That's what she's got.
Any day. So I'll swap you for that.
I'm not swapping Babs Streisand, the showwoman of our generation, for some flash in the pan.
You can keep her.
Well, Amy Winehouse, are you serious?
Yeah. If you get it, you've got free tickets to that, or free tickets to Babs, yeah. I'd go to the Amy Winehouse any day.
I'd send in the clowns any day.
Oh, dear. Did she sing Woman in Love?
Yeah, and she sang it just to me.
Did she?
Yeah, just to me.
Was that worth your £500?
The 23,000 other people didn't even bear thinking about. Literally, she looked me straight in the eye and she sang, I am a woman in love, and I'll do anything to have you in my world. And I scream, yes, Babs, yes! Can you believe that I'm a 32-year-old heterosexual man? Can you believe that?
I was wondering tonight, because I don't know you that well, but,
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I was born in the wrong century and B, in the wrong body. 0870 9090973. Hi, Maggie.
Hello.
Sorry to keep you.
That's all right.
Is everything all right up your end?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good.
I mean, yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm not even going to go.
What's up?
Nothing. Just what you said. I'm loving the music.
Are you?
Yeah, but my tastes are quite eclectic. I mean, you know, that I did you get my...
Well, that's because you're from Zimbabwe.
No. Did you get my text?
Let me have a look. I'm just looking now. Did I get your text? No.
Oh.
Where did you send it to? Did you send it to my mobile phone, or did you send it to LBC?
What's your number again?
Yeah. I nearly gave my house number out on the show the other day, because
I got a new...
Seriously, because, you know, I got a new number, because I've moved house.
Yes, I know, and it ends with 973.
It ends in 973, so I was doing the show, and instead of going 0870, I said 0207, and before I'd known it, I'd given it out. And do you know what was so disappointing about all that, Maggie?
What?
Nobody even rung me.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear that.
I got home, I sat by the phone all night, no one phoned.
Oh, poor baby.
I know.
Yeah. I left my heart in San Francisco. And
do
I
you?
Love Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby.
Ah. Oh.
And Frank Sinatra.
Ah, oh, now you're talking.
And Phantom of the Opera.
That's what I'm talking about!
There's just too many to mention, but...
There's too many middle-of-the-road songs that literally have no life outside of my iPod and possibly your record player than there are to have hot dinners.
Yeah, and it's just... I love that music. It's just classic. But I also love opera and you know, classical music. But I have to say that I love Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver and Disturbed.
Really?
Yeah, as well. I mean, you know, my taste is very wide-ranging and eclectic, as I said.
Yeah, well, you did say. Okay, well, thank you. Oh, I just got your text. It just come through.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there we go. Phantom of the Opera, Memories by Babs Streisand, There's Too Many to Mention.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Okay. Well, I'll read it in a minute, and then I'll read it out.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right. Oh, by the way.
What? You got me quick. I only got 4 seconds.
Oh,
Can
I hang on?
E-R-O-R-E-R. This is LBC. You see, even Al Stewart has got to go on the list, hasn't it? I mean, let's be honest. Life without Al Stewart is chaos. This is LBC 97.3, 0870 9090973. How many 90s did I put in just then? I put in one too many. 0870 9090909090. Just text me, 84850. Listen to that middle-of-the-road saxophone. It's beautiful. Oh, that was... Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, that is truly awful.
Lovely. Oh, listen to those chimes.
Probably the worst instrument ever invented.
What, the saxophone?
Absolutely.
You're on another planet, Helen.
Do you like jazz?
Jazz.
Dinner jazz?
Jazz.
Oh, terrible.
It's 8.32, it's Tuesday the 21st of August, I'm Anthony Davis, this is LBC. Thank you very much for your messages, your texts, your emails and your calls. Please continue to push them forward, 0870 9090973, 84850 the text, email Anthony with a H at lbc.co.uk. Hi Anthony, how do you do? Are you not asleep on your feet by now after so many nights? Your energy is awesome, man. Enjoying the show via satellite, as usual, from Amsterdam. Brilliant LBC this evening. First Richard Fairbrass, and now your show. Regards from Philip. Thank you, Phil Whip. That's very nice to hear you, and, well, yeah, lovely. I don't want to over-egg the pudding. It's just not my style. Maggie?
Yeah?
I'm so sorry we got interrupted.
That's okay.
But, you know, as they say, Holly Holland waits for no man.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I also love Barry Manilow.
Do you?
And, yeah.
As much, you know, as I do?
Because somebody used to sing, you know, Oh Maggie, instead of Oh Mandy to me.
So really? As a kind of romantic thing?
Yeah.
And what about the great line, you came and you gave without taking?
Yeah.
But I sent you away, Oh Maggie.
Oh God, I'm going to cry.
Oh, not again. Oh, you're such a lightweight. Now, do you know something? There was a time when I was a little embarrassed about my kind of fixation for dreadful middle-of-the-road music. You know, there was a time when I would literally cover it up. I would pretend that I liked bands that I had never heard of. You know?
Yeah.
But now, I've got to a certain age where I just don't care. And my love of Manilow is so overwhelming. I've literally got 3 or 4 DVDs, right? And every single person that I have shown those DVDs to, who refuse to watch them until I force them, I actually have to tie them to the couch. After watching them, they are hooked.
Well, you use gaffer tape as well.
I use gaffer tape as well.
Yeah, I thought so.
In the same way that Manilow does. And do you know something? I actually once did a show where Manilow was appearing, and I got to talk to him backstage for about 20 minutes, and it was one of the great days of my life.
Oh, if you ever speak to him again, tell him to say it's Oh Maggie, not Oh Mandy.
Yeah, he's going to love that, like a hole in the head. okay, well, listen, I've got to go, because it's a bit of a queue, but thanks very much for calling.
Yeah, all right.
And, you know, hey, what can I say? You and me, Maggie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, by the way, I love Celine Dion, and that's what I'm embarrassed about.
No, I'm sorry, I won't allow her onto my list. now you really have crossed the line. Celine Dion?
Yeah, but have you heard the words?
No, it's not about the words. She actually... What happened to her teeth? She had terrible teeth for years, and then all of a sudden she showed up with the most beautiful porcelain veneers I've ever seen, and it was literally like walking through a graveyard looking at her.
Well, I'll send you some words sometime and you'll...
No, you're okay. Now, did you get the photo I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Did you pick it up from the post office?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
And was it all crumpled on a rumpled?
No, it wasn't.
Because I was worried that... Because I didn't put anything stiff in there. So I was worried that maybe it would get creased. I wrote, please do not bend on the envelope.
Yes, I know. Yeah, no, it arrived fine and safe.
And have you put it in a frame, or you just leant it up against the fireplace?
It's leaning at the moment.
Okay, I'm happy to lean. You know that photo was taken in 1989, don't you?
Was it?
No, not really. Okay, off you go.
Bye.
See ya. Take care. Maggie there in Oakwood. She phones me through the night and literally we just keep a line open for her. Now, I've just had a text message from Roy that says, Anthony, you have not given us any Jack Jones. And, you know, I was thinking the next thing on my iPod is the great Jack Jones.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup soon. He will open the door.
And why is it nobody knows who Jack Jones is? I mean, my grandma had a photograph of Jack Jones stuck to her fridge for about 30 years. And he had this beautiful mop of white hair. And these days, you'd say Jack Jones to somebody and they think it was Cockney rhyming slang. And he had a father. Helen, do you remember Jack Jones? I mean, you're younger than me, so you probably wouldn't know
him. No, I don't.
I mean. You wouldn't know him. He had a father called Alan Jones, who was an actor. He was in Westerns in, like, the 1930s and 40s. And 50s.
Right.
You're not interested, are you?
I'll give you this song, though.
Don't think because there's a ring on your finger. Everyone, you need try.
Andy, come on, sing along. Don't make me sing this by myself. It's embarrassing. Four wives. Okay, I'll leave it at that, because it's just a little much, isn't it, for this time of the hour. Nikki in Weybridge says, hi, really nice to hear Lively Anthony. Is that lively or lovely, she's put there? Because she's left out either an O or an I. She's left out an O lively. Or an I. Lively or lovely?
Lively.
The lively? Lively?
It's hard to tell, isn't it, really?
Nice to hear the lively Anthony in the early slot for Ian. Love, lawn. Love, lawn? What's that mean? Is she on drugs?
She's from Weybridge, though.
Oh, she's from Weybridge.
Oh, never mind.
Somebody's saying killing hot chocolate and French toast is very upsetting to hear, Anthony. So that, who's getting in touch with me? Is everyone in prison? Is everybody like, is this like everyone's kind of, you know, one legal text message they're allowed to make? Somebody else saying, wow, Anthony, it's so much better to hear you at a more social hour after a recent trip to Mauritius and listening to your show. You know you have a fair few dedicated listeners over there now. Keep up fantastic show as always. I'm not stalking you. I'm just telling you, you're the father of my quintuplets. Is that possible to have quintuplets? How many is that? Is that 18? That's 5. I want nothing but to be able to call you daddy. Have you got Hole in the Ground? You mentioned Bernard Cribbins, and I love that song. Well, do you know something? I just might have. This is ridiculous. I can't even believe... Oh, we might have to change the subject in a minute. This is becoming embarrassing. You know? As we go through this, this is becoming more and more embarrassing. Hi, Betty.
Oh. From Dartford. I've been hanging on.
What?
I don't know you, because I ring every night.
Yeah.
Either Ian or Clive.
Yeah, I know you
but
do.
I'm just telling you, you're quite wrong. Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jagger.
Mick Jagger, yeah.
He's not 81.
He is,
he's 62.
Betty, it says so here. I've got a press release.
He's 62 because his father died last year.
Yeah.
And he was 93. So he can't be 81.
Yeah, but people have children very young these days.
Well, he'd only be 11, his father.
Well, there are. I mean, we have a problem with big problem with teenage pregnancy in this country.
Well, he went to the Dartford Grammar School, and he's got a big show. It's always on up there.
Yeah.
This is going to be his last tour.
Oh.
He's not 81.
Well, okay. Well, maybe this...
62.
Maybe this is wrong, Betty.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I live in Dartford, so I know.
Yeah, I know you do. Shall I adjust this, then?
Pardon?
I'll adjust this.
Well, I tell you what, although I don't know you...
Well, you do know me.
I like some of the music. I liked Batman Row you had on a long while ago.
Yeah.
But my only favourite...
Mm.
For 69 years, yeah. I've been a Bing Crosby fan.
Oh, Bing.
69 years.
That's a good number.
Yeah, because I'm 85.
Right. And what would be your favourite Bing number?
My favourite...
The Christmas song?
No. My favourite... Well, I like September song. But the favourite is Secret at Christmas.
Oh.
I don't know whether you know it. It's absolutely beautiful, the words. It tells you that, you must always think of other people, not only at Christmas, all the year long. That's how it ends. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, Betty.
I've got his autobiography.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got hundreds and hundreds.
Isn't Bing Crosby 96?
He died in 1977.
No, Bing Crosby's still around. He's 96. It says so here.
Bing Crosby died... in playing golf in Spain,
yeah.
In 1977.
Was he wearing a big woolly jumper?
Well, I don't know.
Because he always wore those lovely jumpers, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, no, that was Val Dunican.
No, that was Val Dunican.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Val Dunican still alive?
I don't know. I think they said the other day that he's still alive. But I like... Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
But when you, like, you know, I don't know you because I've never heard you before. I thought it was going to be Nick Abbott, you see.
Oh, are you disappointed?
No, I...
Because Nick's on later. Nick's on for Clive. Because Clive's away and Ian's away.
Yeah, I know Ian.
I only get dragged in if they're really desperate.
I know Ian was away Tuesday and Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah, because I ring him every night.
Well, do you know something, Betty?
Hmm?
You might not know me, but I know you.
Did you listen to Helen's play?
Yes, I did.
I was Betty from Dartford Mission Control.
I know.
Oh, did you?
Of course I did.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Hang on.
What's your name? Anthony.
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 Yeah.
But you see, you're always on...
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, well, maybe on Saturday morning you might stay up late.
Saturday mornings I listen from 5.
Oh, well, I come off at 5.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you're on in the night, are you?
Yeah, 1 till 5, Saturday, Sunday,
well,
Monday.
I'm always awake. So.
Oh, well, why don't you switch it on? What channel have you been listening to? Kiss?
No, I come to bed early because I'm disabled and housebound.
Well, the radio's got to be your lifeline then.
It is.
Well, then give us a chance in the early hours of the morning and I'll play a Bing Crosby record for you.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
Oh. What? Tomorrow morning?
No, I'm off tomorrow morning. I'm on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Yeah, you consider it done. I'll try and get September song for you.
Oh. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
well, it's nice talking to somebody different.
well, it, you know, it's nice talking to somebody different.
Yeah. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is LBC 97.3. Let me tell you how you can win yourself a magnificent prize. It is, well, it's a remarkable bit of kit, this. It's a PS3 and also a Samsung 26-inch TV screen. It's one of those lovely flat screens, and it's all part of the Howlow reverse auction. It's the person with the lowest unique bid that wins the game. That's the lowest bid in pence that nobody else makes before the end of the auction at 11:30 p.m. tonight. Now, it's got a Blu-ray player in it. It's got a wireless motion sensing controller, all built into the PS3. It's 100 times more powerful than the original PlayStation, and twice the price of other consoles on the market. Now, you can get this for literally just a few pennies. If you fancy this, I recommend you go for it. To bid, just text LBC plus your bid in pence and send it to 88821. So, for example, if you think 30p is the right price, text LBC, then a space, then 45, and send that to 88821. The bid will cost you just £1.50 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 11:30 p.m. tonight, as I said, and you've got to be over 16 to bid. Full terms and conditions on the website at lbc.co.uk. So good luck with that and enjoy. That's the Howlow reverse auction, exclusive to us here at LBC. I'm Anthony Davis, 0870 90 90 973, if you would like to join the party. That's the number. And please wear it out. You can text me, you can email me. All the details are on the website. It's 8:45. And now to the LBC Travel Centre and Will Gowing.
Thanks very much. In King's Cross tonight, one lane is closed on...
How do you do? It's 8:47. This is LBC. Tuesday, it's the 21st of August. I don't know where the summer went. I think we had it on a weekend about 2 weeks ago. Do you remember? I went to Hyde Park and we had sausages. That was a great weekend. And look at us now. It's literally like, if it wasn't for the polar ice caps melting, I mean, we'd all be having a good time. So, where have we been today? Well, we've talked about the collection of absolutely, well, remarkable music on my iPod, which I describe as remarkable. I nearly said Mariah Carey just then. Don't know why. Middle of the road. That's where it's at. You know, you can't offend anybody. You just take it easy. You play it safe. It's lovely. But I do, occasionally, I like to just trail into the music of the dance, the house, the garage, and maybe the conservatory. Ryan's just sent me a text message on 84850. Says, "Hi, Anthony, I love your show, even though it's a bit weird hearing you at such an early time covering for Ian. But yeah, I love LBC and your show, but please, 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 can you tell me the name of your music you play at the start of your programme? You know, the wicked rock one." No. Sorry, Ryan, I can't. I mean, I will tell you, but only on email, because we kind of reserve it for... It's kind of a little secret. It's like a little secret. Somebody else saying, "Anthony, tell us your favourite types of music, and then I'll give you some good suggestions." That comes from MS in Tulsa. Well, you're hearing it. I mean, hey, what have we had so far? We've had Nat King Cole, we've had a little bit of Natalie Cole, which is the same as Nat, but, you know, with boobies, and Manilow, and, you know, if it's middle of the road, it's good. That's what I'm on about. Steve? Steve?
Good evening, Anthony.
You all right, sir?
Yes, thank you. Just about your remarkable music.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, got four suggestions for you.
Go for it.
You think, Paul Anka.
Oh, no, I went to see him at the Albert Hall.
Now, his good one is Having My Baby.
Yeah.
What good song.
What a great song. Now, for those that don't know, Paul Anka is, apart from being Cockney rhyming slang, is a very... magnificent singer-songwriter from the days of Vegas and the days of, you know, the Rat Pack and all that. And he was only about 17 or 18 when the Rat Pack was swinging. and he wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra. Steve?
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were telling everybody else as well.
Well, I was telling everybody else, but I mean, I kind of need your support.
Yeah, right. That, no, I didn't know that, actually. Good information, that.
Yeah. Okay, so so what else are you going to suggest?
Okay, Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson, okay. Now, yeah, this really is music to die to. Okay.
Your Barbra Streisand, Evergreen.
Evergreen, yeah, well, that's a nice song, yeah, Streisand, yeah.
One I'm not sure you've heard of, the comedian Freddie Starr. In about 75, he done, like, a love song called It's You.
Freddie Starr?
Yeah, and it was a serious love song, and it went into the charts.
Oh, you are remarkably middle of the road. I'm loving it. Could I try and twist one in your direction, Steve?
Try me.
Because over and above the middle of the road, I also like middle of the road dance music as well.
Okay.
Are you a fan of the Shapeshifters?
Not really. But I know their first one.
Which was what?
I can't remember the name of the song. Okay. But I know the song.
I like the Shapeshifters.
Right.
I don't know why. I think it's a Star Trek thing. Oh, no, that's not it. That's that one. Hang on. I'm just flicking on my iPod here. There it is. What do you think of this one? That's really... I mean, that's
good.
Do you like that one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you see? I knew it. I knew I could take somebody who was as middle of the road as me and just push you up about half a mile, just up by near the lamppost.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant. Great, isn't it? Oh, I'm loving this. This is turning out to be one of those programmes that doesn't even get podcasted because there's just no point. Yeah. Okay.
Or Natalie Cole.
Yeah, Natalie Cole, yeah.
Pink Cadillac.
Oh, Pink Cadillac. Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
Love it. You're on fire. Steve, you're on fire.
I hope not, but sounds good.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Have a good evening.
Sayonara.
Bye.
Bye. There we go. Raj.
Hello.
I've been thinking about the script.
Okay.
And I've got two suggestions for you.
Go on. Fire away.
One, you do a sequence about an Asian family who are at loggerheads over the music that's going to be played at the daughter's wedding.
Right.
Now, she wants contemporary Western music, and the parents want traditional Indian music.
Okay.
Any good?
It's definitely got potential.
Well, I've been thinking about it. I mean, that's what you asked for. You wanted some advice.
No, definitely. You're a professional.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, but I mean, it's the least I can do under the circumstances.
Well, I'll give you a couple of, I don't want to give the plot or the idea away, you know, just to protect my
Well, exactly, just in case somebody's listening.
Yeah, but, I can give you an idea of what it's going to be like. I mean, like a couple of scenes, for instance.
No, it's fine, honestly.
That won't really harm me. It's basically, this guy that's, like I said earlier, he's come from Pakistan, right? And he's taken over his dead brother's business. Now, he's quite rude and obnoxious, you know?
Yeah.
But he's actually been here before, so he's got a bit of English experience. But his cousin, the guy that's married to his niece, that he has to kind of carry, is the big problem causer in the whole thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the guy that causes all the problems and is the bane of his life. And that's what it's about. It's based around these two characters. I don't know. Do you think that would work?
Girl, I'm in love with you.
Oh, who's this now?
This is John Legend.
This is the worst music ever.
What are you talking about? This is John Legend.
No, it's terrible.
Wait, why? You're on
where's
another
the
planet.
Melody?
You're on a. Are you a vegetarian?
Where's the hook? No, where's the hook? Where's the melody?
The hook is on its way.
What's interesting about this?
The hook is on its way. It's a beautiful piece of love music.
Ordinary.
The music of love,
ordinary.
Helen. Yes, it's called Ordinary People. That's the name of the song. Ordinary people. It's about ordinary people.
Ordinary voice.
Is there a break at 55? There is. You see, at least I've got one eye on the job, Helen. You're just sitting there slagging off my music. La la.
Have you seen him live?
Sorry?
Have you seen him live?
No. I don't think he does it live.
Doesn't he?
Well, he might have done. I don't know. Okay, that's enough of that. I have got about half a dozen more songs to go, and they are only going to get better. I'm telling you, seriously, the list, I've done them in order of excellence, and you wait till the Roger Whittaker one comes up, which is the penultimate one. Roger Whittaker, you're going to love it. Seriously, I'm telling you, this is top banana. This is LBC.
We all have things in Davis.
Howdy doody. Just to remind you, I'm in for Ian, and the legend that is Nick Abbott will be in for Clive tonight. So the great thing about the August kind of holiday period is that those of us that offer relief offer it and welcome it. Take that as you will. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Anthony.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'd just like to say how shocked I was when you mentioned Jack Jones.
Why?
Because I haven't heard anybody mention him for years.
But this is what I'm saying to you, Carol. This is what I'm saying to you. It's like, if you take a name from yesteryear, not only have you got a remarkable back catalogue of music, but you've also got the imagery of a man's life.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I was so surprised. It was lovely to, you know, it brought back memories of the 70s when he was sort of in his prime, I think, then.
Oh, the great... And, you know, the thing about Jack Jones, it never really took off for him.
No.
You know, he had that song Wives and Lovers.
Uh-huh.
But it never really took off for him, did it?
No. And he'd done the old Telly Savalas If, that was lovely, that one.
Oh, I know. Now, Telly Savalas, now there was a man.
Yeah. Great. Great. I was only talking to my daughter-in-law, Rosa, about them the other day.
Not Rosa.
Rosa.
Oh, well, she knows all about it.
She doesn't. She's a bit young for him.
Well, you know.
You know, and I was saying that if I had a record player, I'd be able to play all his albums, because I have them still.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was the greatest, I think.
You can give them to a company and they'll put them all onto a CD for you.
Would they, yeah?
Yeah, there's loads. I mean, it ain't cheap, but it's worth doing.
Yeah.
You know, save you the trouble.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that.
I mean, I'd do it for you myself, but I'd probably skank most of the records myself and put them on my own iPod.
That's okay. You could do that.
Yeah. He had lovely hair, didn't he, Carol?
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, it was white. It was as white as a dove.
And, yeah, I mean, I didn't know much about his father, but I know he was in films and...
Yeah, Alan Jones.
Yeah, and he was quite a good singer as well.
He was a very good singer, yeah, quite short. But, you know, that's okay, because Jack Jones was a tall man.
That's right, yeah.
When he came out on stage at the Dominion Theatre, and of all the theatres to pick, you know, he chose a...
Dominion, yeah.
Well, why the Dominion? You know, it's like seats 4,500 people. You know, we could share our popcorn with every member of the audience and still have enough left over to take to see Spandau Ballet the next day.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Spandau Ballet, now you're talking. I think I'll come to that in just a minute. Well, listen, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, please play some more, won't you, Jack Jones? Let everybody hear him.
You bet I will.
Okay, nice to talk to you, Anthony.
Get out of here, Carol.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
I just want to talk about goldfish, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Had we
talked about goldfish already?
I don't think so, no, but you did mention it.
Oh, I
had a bowl and they weren't sure whether it was cruel or...
Yeah, I think I must have forgotten.
Right.
I've got a mind like a goldfish.
Well, yeah. Yes, those bowls are cruel, actually.
Are they?
The RSPCA are trying to ban them.
What, proper old-fashioned goldfish bowls with a lip and a neck and everything?
Yeah, they're awful.
Really?
Well, they need to... goldfish need to be in a tank.
Yeah.
With gravel in the bottom and real plants. Plants are a very important part of their diet.
Right.
And the back of the tank needs to be painted a very dark colour. It can be black or dark green or something. The whole of the back needs to be painted.
Right. So, and could you do like a, could you paint a scene? Could you like a, paint an image of something?
Yeah, anything that's going to, you know.
Could you, would it be okay to paint the image of a very large face of a goldfish? How do you think they'd manage that? Like a big goldfish going, whoa, like bagpuss.
These bowls, you see, what they do, a lot of goldfish actually jump out.
Yes, I know, I've heard of the flying goldfish.
Yep. Whenever you hear of goldfish jumping out, it's always out of these bowls.
It's always out, literally, they always jump out of the bowls. I'll tell you something, she's on fire.
On 97.3.
Tuesday, the 21st, it'll be Wednesday soon, so then, well, I won't be able to say that anymore. But then again, I won't be here for much longer. Which seems crazy, really, because I seem to have been, been here kind of incessantly since a few days ago. So thank you very much for hanging out with me, if you have done. And thank you also for your texts and your emails and your all your calls and everything. You've, you're an angel. You is an angel. Ryan says, hi, Anthony, love your show, even though it's a bit weird to hear you at such a strange time. Oh, I think I already read that one out. Was it? We get like 250 texts, and I read the same one out twice. So embarrassing. Philip saying, hi, Anthony, how do you do? Are you not asleep on your feet by now after so many nights in a row? Your energy is awesome, man. I'm enjoying the show via satellite from Amsterdam. There we go. Philip often gets in touch from Amsterdam. It's very nice to hear from him. And, who else is this? My first time listening, I gather you're the night man. I'm usually tuned to the other side, but I promise to listen to you now. Oh, thank you very much. That comes from Max. He also wants to know the name of the intro music. If you do want to know the name of that intro music, then I'll have to email you, because it's kind of, you know, a bit of a secret. I don't know why it's a secret, but it's just, it's become a bit of a secret. Now, according to, who's this? Is this from, who's this? Who sent this one in? Helen? Anonymous?
I don't know.
Should we pretend it's somebody?
I think I've missed the name off.
Should we say it's Mr. B. Manilow who sent this one in from the Americas? It says, Watcher, the Stones have been on tour since 2005 and they'll make $250 million from this tour. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood and Charlie Watts. Ringo couldn't make it on this occasion. I saw the Bourne Ultimatum and it was awesome. Brilliant soundtrack too. Listening to you in the kitchen, unlike Jack, I have one. Yeah, that's my friend Jack's not got a kitchen. Seriously. He hasn't got a kitchen. I don't know why. He's got everything else. He's got more rubbish than you'll ever need. He just hasn't got a kitchen. Yeah, I really want to go and see the Bourne Ultimatum. It's supposed to be really good. Much better than James Bond. Why didn't they make Matt Damon James Bond instead of getting that funny-looking bloke to do it? I was so disappointed when Piers Brosnan asked for too much money and they wouldn't have him back. Because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that man is James Bond. You know, Brosnan is Bond. And that hair. I mean, that is like Nigel Haver's hair, you know. Do you think when they put the advert in the Stage asking for the new James Bond, they said must have hair like Nigel Haver's or Tom Conti? Because I tell you, Brosnan's got it in abundance. I'm actually suffering hair jealousy right now. Sean says, Anthony, did you steal an old gay man's iPod, by the way, on your way to work today? You've got dreadful taste in music, but I'm loving the show. Well, you talk about this stuff is brilliant. You listen to the next one. Get this. Why is it all my music starts in exactly the same way, with the kind of little, you know...
Because it's all rubbish? Just throwing that in.
Yep, okay. Thanks for that, Helen. Anyway, here's Spandau Ballet. The love is gone. Yeah.
Gold. Ooh.
Ooh, says youth. Keeps slim. No. There we go. That really is something else, isn't it? Helen?
Pardon?
That is something else.
Sorry, I was listening to another station.
Sorry?
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, it's all right, don't worry about it. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
You all right?
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're more than third of the way through now.
Well, yeah, who's counting? Well, you just counting the time down till Nick Abbott comes on air?
No.
Oh, well, you've got 48 minutes. No, 42 minutes. No, 52 minutes.
All right. Well, I was telling Helen...
Yeah?
...that you should have made her listen to the end of that Nature Boy record with Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Because it's got the greatest message in the world on it, hasn't it?
Do you want to say the words for us?
The greatest thing you'll ever learn...
Oh.
...is not to love... And be loved
in
return. Yeah.
Oh, Joyce.
And the other thing about...
Do you want to go for some chips after?
I've just had some fish and chips.
Okay.
I wanted to say that Betty has spoken to you before because it was for her that you allowed me to read that Celtic blessing.
I know, but I didn't want to spoil it.
I know.
Because, you know, when Betty goes off on one...
Well...
You just have to let her go.
Yeah.
You know, you wind her up and you let her go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. I love your music. And, you know, I was telling you that Howard Keel was over here.
Yes, we were discussing the other night that Howard Keel is over here.
Yeah.
Of course, the legend that was Clayton Farlow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, my husband and I went to...
You got a husband?
My husband and I went to hear him...
Joyce!
...at Blazers.
What about me?
In Windsor.
Yeah.
And my husband bought the LP that was going at that time. And it was called And I Love You So.
And I Love You So.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit depressed now.
So it just goes to show I did have a lovely husband.
Yes, you
but
did, didn't you?
Him now, so
no, I know. We've talked about this before on the programme, haven't
we? I know. So
yes. Let's not get into it, though, because, you know, it's in the late night, you can kind of get away with being a little bit sad.
I shan't say anything more.
No, it's okay.
So I enjoy listening to you.
Oh, well, I love listening to you. Thanks. When's your programme on again? All right, take care.
And you.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
She's got a lovely voice, Joyce, hasn't she? She's very kind of soothing. You know, she should do the advert for the Cadbury's Caramel. Don't you think? I'd love that. Maybe if she calls in one more time, we could ask her to say, Cadbury's Caramel. And just and see if it makes me want to go out and buy one. Hi, Anita.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Look, all these years, I was sure that there was a singer many years ago called Marion Ryan.
Yeah.
A little red-haired lady, and she had twin sons.
Yeah.
And I was sure that either she or they wrote My Way. Now, I will apologize if I'm wrong, but I honestly don't think I am.
Really?
Anyway, I'm sure that you have people who can find out.
Well, you would have thought so, wouldn't you?
And as I say, I will apologise if I'm wrong.
Mm.
And it's a lovely show, Anthony.
Oh, thanks a lot, Anita.
You know, I'm from Ireland, and I think you took a good piece out of the Blarney Stone.
Really?
Yeah.
What on earth does that mean?
Have you never heard of kissing the Blarney Stone?
No, I've kissed a few, Muppets in my time, but I can't say that I've placed my lips upon the Blarney Stone.
Oh, it takes place in County Cork.
Right.
And they say if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you'll never be at a loss for words.
If you kiss the Blarney Stone, you'll never be at a loss for words. Is that what they say?
Yes.
Are they drunk?
How old are you, Anthony?
How old do you think?
Oh, 31.
31?
Less.
Oh, yeah, actually, not far. I'm 32, Anita.
Yeah, there you are. And please, would you give a mention to the wonderful Gordon McRae?
Who?
Oh, if you know Jack Jones, you know Gordon McRae, surely.
Gordon McRae?
Yeah, remember Carousel?
Oh, Carousel. Now, you just had to jog me, you see. Just a little jog, that's all it takes. Okay, well, consider it done, Anita.
Yeah. And thank you very much for the show, Anthony.
It's a pleasure. Where do I send the invoice? Just, I'll send it to Chiswick.
Listen, you ask your friends about the Blarney Stone.
Well, if I can find any, if I have got any left after this programme, then maybe I will.
It's a nice show. Thanks very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye, Anita. Bye-bye. 0870-9090-973. 84850 to text me, and you can email Anthony with a H at lbc.co.uk. It's 12 minutes after 9. Let's have a little look through Andy in Andy says, Oi, Ant, throw away your iPod and steal Helen's. She's got far superior taste in music. That makes you very happy, doesn't it? You say, could your face be any more smug right now? What is that across your face, other than...
Smile.
Smile.
Yeah, I like him.
Smug. I think that's what that is. Anna's saying, Tony, brilliant show. Number one on my iPod is This Woman's Work by Kate Bush. Do you know, I've got Kate Bush on my iPod. Coming up later. I think I'm going slightly mad by Queen. Yes, I think you probably are. And P.S. I love Jack Jones. Thanks a lot. Maggie says, oh my... Roger Whittaker, is it the song The Last Farewell? His songs are amazing. Why is it Roger Whittaker can actually deliver, I mean, whatever song he's got, you could probably play it at a funeral, and it would be appropriate, wouldn't it, for so wishing somebody goodbye. Goodbye, 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 and let me take you by the hand and lead you. So thank you very much for those. Please continue to text 84850. Have we still got travel this hour or not? Oh, we still have, that's good. It's very different this time of hour for me. Hi, Jean.
Hello, Anthony.
All right, dear.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Good. We haven't spoken for about 3 or 4 days. I was worried about you.
What, me?
Yeah.
I've spoken to you before, Anthony.
Oh, yes, you have, Jean.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
What, me?
Who could I confuse you with, Jean?
I don't think I've spoken to you before, Anthony.
Who could I confuse you with? Let's be perfectly honest. apart from possibly, Muttley.
You're posting me,
music, Anthony.
Yes, darling.
It's quite good.
Oh, thank you.
I like the Barry Manilow.
Yeah, well, that's quality, isn't it?
Nat King Cole.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Quality music.
Quality, isn't it?
What do you think about Big Brother, Anthony?
It's rubbish. Oh, Muttley! There we go. Thanks a lot, Jean. You're an angel. this is probably the most surreal moment of my entire life. I'm literally going to have to pinch myself. I'm Anthony Davis. This is LBC. And right now, it's 9:15. And it's time to visit Will Gowing in the Travel Centre.
Thank you very much, the A10.
Anthony Davis.
How do you do? It's 17 after 9. Tuesday, I'm Anthony Davis, and I'm in for Ian Lee, and in a while of short, Nick Abbott will be in for Clive, here at London's Biggest Conversation. Many thanks for all your messages, and your calls, your texts, your emails, and, well, anything else that's coming in this direction, your snail mail. People look at me and think that I would love rap music and R&B because of my style of dress, but then they get to learn that I have an open love for Westlife. They're amazing. You don't have a 14 number ones for nothing. Try sticking that on your ePod. I would do the same with Westlife to what you did with the people when it came to Barry Manilow. Give them a listen. That comes from Ryan, who is seriously running out of friends by the sounds of things. And Kaz in Primrose Hill says, hi, Ant. Not only do you have such a sexy voice, but you've also got damn fine taste as well. Thanks, Kaz. Thank you very much. Derek has written something that Helen has done her very best to disguise from me, but I found it. I'm going to read it out anyway. Here it goes. Helen is obviously an alien from somewhere obscure. No one will have heard of any of the people she's mentioned in a couple of years' time. Yeah. Helen, let's just have a couple of mentions of those remarkable artists that you are a fan of, and let's see if there's a chance that they will be more than a flash in the frying pan.
Midlake.
No.
Alexi Murdoch.
No.
Ladytron.
Oh, yeah, Ladytron, yeah, that's going to be a big one, that is. They're going to go
them?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't.
Ladytron, yeah. You're making it up. It sounds like a Transformer character. It's the only female Transformer out of the lot in Cybertron Megatron.
The Gotan Project.
The what project?
The Gotan Project.
What's that, something to do with foot and mouth?
Interpol.
Well, that's a kind of bankruptcy company, isn't it? What kind of music is this? What does it sound like? If you were to play it, what does it sound like?
Well, Ladytron is electronic.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's kind of bang, bang, bang music.
It's quite bleak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, more depressing than Through the Barricades by Spandau Ballet?
Not depressing, but kind of, It kind of paints a picture of bleakness and aloneness and loneliness but also with a kind of disco beat to it. So it sounds
dreadful.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Midlake, I think you would like Midlake.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Are they middle of the road?
Ooh,
have they got a thumping middle eight with a big orchestral kind of strings bit?
Slightly off as well.
Really? Has it got an all-male voice choir just doing the finale?
Not quite.
Okay.
You're being rude now.
Sorry.
Well, go on. What? What's your point? Oh, no.
Here we go. This is it. Here we go.
Oh, this is horrible.
This is just great. Here we go. Bring it home. Sinatra. Oh, the shark head. Oh, yes.
Karaoke music, isn't it? Karaoke music.
Well, it might be for your karaoke music. This is quality for me. Shows them their pearly whites. Unlike, what's the name? Just a jackknife. I mean, that is like, talking about middle of the road, that is literally at the junction. That's at the T-junction, that is. That's as good as it gets.
Didn't Robbie Williams sing this song?
Well, yeah, Robbie Williams did a version of it, because it's a standard, isn't it? So it's like, it's been around everywhere.
Well, that's rubbish then, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, do you remember we mentioned Bernard Cribbins earlier?
Go on.
This. You're gonna love this.
A digging his hole, all in the ground, so big and sort of round it was, and there was I,
Digging it deep, it was flat at the bottom, and the sides were steep. Went along,
came, lonely and old.
She lifted and scratched his head.
Oh, come on, you can't tell me you don't love this. This is on my earpod.
Really
I've got
don't.
Bernard Cribbins on my earpod. I'm probably the only person in the land apart from Mrs. Cribbins. Just here it goes.
There, dig it just there. You're digging it round and it ought to be square. The shape of it's wrong, it's much too long. And you can't put a hole where a hole don't belong.
No.
I ask, what a liberty, eh?
And then he talks, you see, he talks.
Right.
Look, he's talking, don't he? You see what I'm saying, Helen? You don't get music like that anymore.
Thank
and you,
God.
You keep your Megatron, whatever
Ladytron.
That is. Ladytron. Because, I mean, Bernard is taking a leak all over your Ladytron, I'm telling you.
That's made me very hot.
Well, take something off.
No.
Norm?
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, bring some balance to this otherwise, slightly unruly conversation.
Well, I'll do my level best. The lady that phoned in and said that the Ryan twins wrote My Way.
Yeah.
Well, she's wrong.
Well, am I right about Paul Anka?
Yeah, you're right about Paul. I mean, I'm not an expert, but you're right about Paul Anka writing it, yeah. But they wrote a song, the Ryan twins wrote a song called...
Your Way?
No.
Their Way?
No, I Will Drink the Wine.
Oh, well, that sounds similar to My Way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's not.
What kind of phone are you on? What is that, Binatone? Why has it got a buzz on it?
I don't know, somebody else, the young lady that, she said had a buzz. I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with
it. Can you not hear the buzz?
No, I can't, no.
Have you got a pacemaker?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Have you had a steel plate put in your head?
No, my head is made of completely of steel.
Have you left the fridge open?
I haven't got a fridge. Well, I can't afford a fridge.
You got a kitchen?
Nope.
No, nor's Jack.
Who's Jack?
Friend of mine.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much for giving us that advice.
Not at all. It's not advice, it's just information.
Well, you're setting the record straight. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully, yeah. Oh, and another thing, you know that lovely lady Betty, she said that Jagger wasn't 81.
Well, he is. It says so here.
He's definitely 81, yeah.
It says so here. 81. Well, I'm right. Reading it to you. Look, Mick Jagger... comma, 81, comma,
no,
goes...
quite right.
Yeah.
And also, Charlie Watts is 84.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Wyman is over 90 now.
Yeah.
And Mick Taylor, he's 72.
I went to Sticky Fingers the other day.
Pardon?
There's a restaurant in... High Street, Ken, called Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
And Bill Wyman owns it.
Oh, does he? Oh,
yeah, and you can... The reason you can tell is because it's like one massive ego trip inside his head. You go in, and, I mean, literally, if the hamburger could be shaped like him, it would be. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, the food was magnificent. Yeah. You know, I had about 9 milkshakes, even before the burger arrived. But everywhere is memorabilia to the great man. You'd think he was Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got a big ego, hasn't he? He smokes about 300 cigarettes a day as well, don't he?
That's right, and then he detects them with his metal detector.
Oh, does he?
He loves metal detecting.
Oh, I see.
I know.
Right.
So you learn something new every day.
Well, you certainly do, yeah. Yeah, he's... So what does he do now, then, apart from...
metal detecting.
And running restaurants. So what does he do? Because, you know...
Well, he's on tour, isn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't play with them, does he?
Oh, has he stopped playing with them?
He left the Stones, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yep, he left the Stones a long time ago.
Oh, well, he's probably metal detecting.
He probably is, yeah, in a big way, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, nice talking to you.
I mean, it's crazy, isn't it, that you spend all your life going around the beach with a metal detector trying to find tuppence when you can, in fact, just go on tour and you can find $250 million.
No, it just shows you that.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Not at all.
Bye, Norm.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis. Thank you very much for your messages. Someone saying, hi, Anthony. I went to Barbara Streisand at the O2 twice. Both fantastic shows. Helen does not know music, and if she thinks that whiny Amy Winehouse can beat Barbara, then she's got another thing coming. Another thing coming. Somebody else saying, I must admit, I haven't heard of a few people you have mentioned, but I've not heard a lot of Helen has said either. What's wrong with the Kooks, the Killers, Lily Allen, Razorlight, Amy Wino, Chaz and Dave, Rabbit, although, what about Sinatra? You haven't played any Frank. Well, I'm afraid I did, Mr. A in Essex. I just played a bit of Sinatra a moment ago.
They're all good groups there. The
what,
Killers.
The Kooks, the Killers, Lily Allen, Razorlight and Amy Wino? What are you talking about?
Razorlight's brilliant.
Well, Razorlight are all right. I don't mind a bit of Razorlight, you know.
The
I've
Killers,
got a Mac
brilliant.
3 myself. What?
Killers, brilliant.
I don't know about that. I think Flash in the Pan.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, Manilow has been around for nearly 75 years. You know, the Killers.
And we're all bored of it.
Well, you speak for yourself, Sunshine. I literally, I'm waiting for the new album. Hi, Zelda.
Hi.
You all right?
Program, lovely. I've been enjoying it.
You sounded a bit like Jim Bowen just then.
Did I really? I'm sorry.
You just missed out the great. Do you want to start again? Okay.
Since you like, you're a fan of Sinatra and all these other various artists, have you heard his version of Stardust?
Yes, Sinatra's version of Stardust, yeah, written by Hoagy Carmichael. Of course I know that.
And that is the most haunting tune I've probably ever heard.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know, you haven't heard Ladytron or whatever. That's probably quite haunting by the sounds of things.
Probably, but there's a... Of the that era of stars, there's probably about at least a dozen that recorded that. The big names, I mean, that recorded that, including Ella and Mackie Cole. But there's another one of his you probably would like, and that's Here's a Rainy Day or something like that. But a rainy day, do you know? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Sing it,
about?
Sing it for me, Zelda. There's a rainy day.
That rainy day. Another artist is Anthony Newley.
Oh, the great Anthony Newley.
He's fantastic. Last night I heard a song of his called "It's the Talk of the Town."
Talk of the Town, yeah, because Anthony Newley was married to
Joan Collins,
and he wrote loads of great songs, didn't he?
Yes, he really was very underrated.
He wrote a couple of songs for Sammy Davis Jr. as well.
Yeah. Oh, and the Ryan brothers did write that actual song, as did Paul Anka.
Well, Paul Anka actually translated it, I think, from another language, and then
another language.
Yeah, I think it was written in French or something first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But there's a whole load of artists of that era that were really still very much with it, and,
Oh, no. Oh, it's not on it anymore, though.
What are the ones that did you play this evening? I can't recall.
I played a bit of Jack Jones.
Jack Jones, yeah. I like that,
Bit of Nat.
What is the one, I can't recall. Is it called When or If This?
Bernard Cribbins?
Yes, I remember that one.
That was a great one, wasn't it? Listen, I've got to go, but I'm really pleased you've called, Zelda.
Thank you. It's been a lovely programme.
Oh, lovely programme. And take care and give my love to the Terrorhawks.
Oh, I will do.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye. This is LBC 97.3. I'm Anthony Davis. I'd love to talk to you if you've got the time and the inclination. Just give us a shout on 0870 9090 973. Text me 84850 or email Anthony with a H at lbc.co.uk. It's 9:30.
Imagine.
Oh, who needs money when you're funny? The great attraction everywhere would be Simon Smith and his Dancing Bear. It's Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear.
Well, you've got to stick that on your iPod, haven't you?
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. Do you know what that is?
What?
That's Alan Price.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in The Animals, wasn't he?
That's a bit more like it.
Yeah, I know. What do you mean it's a bit more like it? Simon Smith and his Amazing Dancing Bear. It's one of the great songs of all time ever in the history of music.
Why is it not on this list, then?
Because it's my jingle.
Can have both.
I will still continue to click through my iPod and give you some of probably the finest middle-of-the-road music you've ever, you've ever heard.
I bet it's not.
Well, you're talking about there's still some great music to come. Seriously, I've got like 4 songs left on my iPod before I get chased out of the building by Nick Abbott.
That last one there
has
got to be the worst MOR song ever.
Which one?
That last one.
What, that we just played?
No, the last one on the list.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get that far, because that really is like, even I know that is scraping the bottom of the barrel. Do you like Peter Gabriel?
No, not really.
Really?
Unless he's singing with Kate Bush.
What, like Don't Give Up? That was a great song.
It was.
Yeah. No, I'm a big Gabriel fan. I like this one. Do you know this one?
Didn't he wear weird masks and...
He was like a performance artist, you know, he gave you value for money. If you went to see Gabriel, you didn't just get the music, you got a whole show. The man actually cared. He actually thought about it. He put on a show for you. But, you know, these days they just stand there and they just, like, have a bit of a whinge into the microphone and get drunk.
Is that how you're spelling Salisbury?
I'm not spelling Salisbury like that. It's not spelt Salisbury. This is different. It's a different type of Salisbury. and stood still.
Why have you got two Peter Gabriels on this list?
Because I like, because there's that Peter Gabriel, and then there's the classic Peter Gabriel that everybody loves.
The video is good.
The video.
But the song is, not so good.
Oh, Helen, come on, you got...
Anthony, please.
No,
it's
I'm
not.
Sorry, your choice of music has really left a whole lot to be desired this evening.
Can I throw in The Rapture?
The Rapture?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a very good band. It's not this.
Okay, well, fine. If you're not interested in my remarkable middle of the road music, then you're going to have to take a a holiday.
Okay.
Someone's just Rodin Catford's just texted through saying Mick Jagger is most definitely 81. 81 inches circumference around the lips. Thank you very much for that. Hi, Kate. Kate?
Kate?
Yeah.
Kate.
Are you Kate?
I wish I was.
What's your name, then?
It's Tom Jones.
Oh, you're Tom Jones?
I am indeed. Sorry.
Oh, I see. Right, see, what we've done here is where it normally says what you're going to be talking about has been swapped with what your name is.
No,
so I thought that Kate was ringing to talk about Tom Jones, but actually Tom's ringing to talk about Kate.
That'd be something if Kate Bush phoned up about Tom Jones.
So you phoned in to talk about Kate Bush?
She's not middle of the road. She's about outside the road as anyone can get. She's
really?
A genius. She's a genius.
What do you like about Kate Bush?
She just touches into every sensibility with her music, every single nuance and every single tone and note she sings and plays, from Wuthering Heights straight through to the album Aerial. Brilliant. Absolutely amazing.
Her most recent album, what was that?
Aerial. That's it, King of the Mountain.
I mean, this really was a return to form, wasn't it?
Well, it's a very old song. She wrote it about 96.
I know, but she couldn't get herself together.
She was having a kid.
Was she?
You know what I mean? Yeah, she's got Bertie. He's 8 years old now.
I went with her to the Old Vic to see a show.
Really?
Yeah.
You met Kate Bush?
Yeah, yeah.
You lucky man.
Went to see Slava's Snow Show at the Old Vic with her, and then we went for Pie and Mash afterwards.
She's a genius.
She's a genius,
she's
I know.
So down to earth, and she's not out there giving it all of the celebrity crap that you get and everything.
Well, you said it, Tom.
She's a beautiful, beautiful human being.
Yeah.
She plays, she gives it from the heart, and she sings with emotion, and she sings with feeling, and she doesn't have to do everything every single time she releases a record, because she doesn't need to.
Yeah. Well, that's very well said. Do you know, I was thinking just now, Tom, that...
What?
Because I've been wanting to do a programme about my terrible taste in music for quite a while.
Go on, then.
And you kind of think that on talk radio, radio where we do speech radio, you don't really do music, do you? Because you do speech radio.
Exactly.
But then it occurred to me that actually on music radio, no one ever talks about music either.
No, they don't. They just talk about themselves.
Well, or they tell you about, you know, what's up for grabs in the very latest, you know, wonderful competition if you ring in.
Oh, who's doing what to who?
Well, exactly,
where.
Or celebrity tittle tattle. But the point is that you know, there's not many places you can tune into these days where they actually discuss horrendous middle of the road music that I've managed to dig out and stick on my iPod.
I've really enjoyed it. I mean, I've got everything from like, you know, Kate Bush to Timmy Euro to Yukihara Takahashi.
Oh, now you really are making a mess.
I know, but, you know, and then I come home, you know, we come home from the clubs and we'll play ELO and then we'll play a bit of...
Well, I have to say, ELO, I had a little bit of a go on Mr. Blue Sky earlier.
That album, Out of the Blue, is amazing.
Isn't that a great album?
From the start to the finish.
Yeah.
Brilliant, and what a production. Jeff Lynne, genius.
Jeff Lynne. All right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, listen, I've got to go, Tom, but thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your music.
Well, hey, can you believe that? It's like an ABBA song, isn't it? thank you for your music, Tom.
Thank you for your music.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
All right, bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Can you believe his name's Tom Jones? That's brilliant, isn't it? I thought his name was Kate, and he was ringing up talking about Tom Jones, and it was the other way around. His name's Tom Jones, and he was talking about... Okay. Anyway, it's not your problem, is it? This is LBC. I'm Anthony Davis. Thank you very much for your messages. Are we still doing the messages? Have you given up, Helen?
That is getting on my nerves, too.
Oh, you just decided to stop putting the messages on the
screen. Have you read that one out?
Which one?
Which one? Kate Bush,
I will not have a bad word said about her. Helen, your producer, so go ahead, play as much of that as you want. Oh, did you write that?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't said a bad word about Kate Bush.
Good.
Are you actually listening to this programme? You're listening to Talk Sport. You've got headphones. You're listening to Talk Sport on headphones, aren't you?
I've got my iPod here.
Yeah, Lorraine says, good show. Please play My Sweet Lorraine by Nat King Cole, one of my favourite. This is a speech station. We're not supposed to be playing music at all. I just happened to want to play you what absolute rubbish was on my iPod. But, you know, each to their own, I suppose. What do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. So I'm driving home yesterday morning, no, this morning, because I was on until 5 this morning, and I went off, and, you know, I'm driving relatively quickly, no one's around. I mean, I wasn't breaking the speed limit, I was doing about 60 or 70, you know, up Kensington High Street, and there's all these more kind of painters, decorators and builders hanging around that time of the morning waiting to be picked up to go to work. Literally, this is what they do, and I think they're Eastern Europeans, and they just hang around. Have you seen this? They actually hang around, and they just wait for a ride from some, you know, employer, and they go and do business. And then I look in the Evening Standard today, and the headline is 700,000 East European migrants in 3 years. Seriously. More than 700,000 East Europeans have come to Britain to work since the expansion of the European Union in 2004. New figures from the Home Office today show that more than half the total migrants are from Poland, whilst 25,000 have arrived from EU's newest members, Romania and Bulgaria. But you see, they're all waiting on Kensington Church Street to go and get some cash-paid manual labour work. I mean, it was like the olden days that used to happen. You know, working-class people would wait on the street for somebody to come round and give them a daily wage. So we're regressing. Something odd is going on. And the other thing about, I've just moved into the congestion charging zone. I'm sounding like a right old whinge bag now, with my Kate Bush on my iPod and me whinging about the state of the world. I've just moved into the congestion charging zone, right, into the city of Westminster. So now I get the discount. So whereas before I was lumbered with £8 every single time I wanted to drive in. I barely drove into the zone because I felt like I wanted to have a reduced carbon footprint. You know, I wear a size 9. I think it's a 43 in European. And, so in the main, I would take the bus, or I would cycle, or I would stroll. Now that I've got the discount, and I've had to pay £200 to be exempt from the congestion charge, it's actually encouraging me to drive my car. I'm driving my car more now than I did before, because I've laid down 200 nicker in advance of actually, you know, all that. So for the first time, I'm experiencing the total screw-up that is this congestion charge thing. I mean, it just seems ridiculous. So if you've just moved into the zone, or if you are paying the discount, surely you must feel obliged to get your £200 worth. So you spend more time in the car, sitting in traffic and polluting London town, than you would do if you were sitting on a hydrogen fuel cell bus, of which I think there's one of them that goes up and down the South Bank. Have you seen that? They've got one bus. I think it's one. Might be two. But, and the other thing is, if you're a pensioner, you can't hear it coming because it's not got an engine, and it just takes you out. That's it. 1 minute you're there, the next minute, that's it, you're gone. Thank you very much for your messages. Somebody's saying you need some good music on your iPod, like Shawaddy Waddy, Mud and T-Rex. Oh, someone's having a laugh here, aren't they? Pauline Kilburn saying, My Way was written by written in French by Claude Francois, who died by electrocution in 1966. Oh, well, Paul Anker managed to jump on the back of that, clearly. Thanks very much for your messages. 84850 to text, email anthony@lbc.co.uk, and you can also, phone up. Yeah, phone, that's the best way. Seriously, it's like, it's the future. Everyone's doing it. 0870-9090-973. That's the best way to get in touch. Turns out there's an alternative to iTunes now, because, I mean, I would like to pay 79p a song quite happily do that. It's not a problem. But there's this new one launched today. I think it's called, Universal and Sony BMG have kind of clubbed together, and they've got this new download service which is going to challenge Apple's iTunes. It's called G-Box, or G-Box. I think it's G-Box or G, I don't know, G-Box. So it's going to be 50p a track instead of 79p. And apparently you can download tracks direct from G-Box or from Amazon. And it's all kind of linked together. And they've got some special advertising deal going on with Google or something. So there's going to be like a whole, you know, because really, iTunes has got the monopoly. If you want to download your music for your iPod, that's kind of the first stop, isn't it? So, but they've said this before, loads of companies have tried to get in on this, and they've tried their hardest to have some kind of alternative to the monopoly that is, you know, iTunes, and they last 10 minutes and they clear off again. So let's see if Gearbox is going to be the one that's going to, you know, take the place. Don't know, I doubt it. New service is offering downloads of music including Prince, 50 Cent and Johnny Cash without the customary copy protection, which means that you can, you know, you can actually burn it as many times as you like and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, it's all a bit above me, but, you know, still, it's interesting, isn't it? That it is only fair that more people should be able to offer something. Anyway, keep calling, keep texting, keep emailing. I'm around for another 15 minutes or so, and then Nick Abbott here at LBC 97.3. Right now, it's exactly 9:45. And now let's travel to the travel centre and join Will Gowing.
Thank you very much. Well, things still looking very busy.
How do you do? Just time to tell you about the fantastic How Low Reverse Auction. It's a really good one, actually, this time round. We've got a PlayStation 3, complete with a 26-inch Samsung LCD TV. Now, this PS3 is about 100 times more powerful than the original PlayStation. It's twice the price of all other consoles on the market, but you could win one for next to nothing. Nothing, I'm telling you. So it's crammed full of brilliant features, including a wireless motion sensing controller. It's also got a Blu-ray player in there as well, so you can play Blu-ray. and all your movies and your games in high definition. Seriously, have you tried Blu-ray? I mean, I had a look at one in John Lewis, and I thought, well, I can't afford that, but I'll have a good look. And I watched, I think I watched all of the Fantastic Four, which is that film that came out a couple of years ago. I watched the whole lot in John Lewis. I was in there for about an hour and three quarters watching it on the Blu-ray player. Anyway, this PS3 has actually got a Blu-ray player built in, and if you wanted to buy a Blu-ray player, it costs you like a grand. Anyway, this is all inside the PS3, and if you combine that with the Samsung flat screen, well, the gaming world is your oyster card. Now, remember, it's the person with the lowest unique bid that wins the game. That's the lowest bid in pence that nobody else makes before the end of the auction at 11:30 p.m. tonight. So, to bid, just text LBC plus your bid in pence and send it to 88821. So, for example, if you want to bid 45 pence, you would text LBC, then a space, then 45 and send that to 88821. The bid will cost £1.50 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 11:30 tonight. As I said, you've got to be over 16 to bid, and full terms and conditions can be found on our website at lbc.co.uk. And I have to recommend lbc.co.uk, not just for the terms and conditions of the How Low Reverse Auction, but also of all of our blogs, because, as you may know, we still, well, we, you know, we do the programme, we literally get dragged out of here, and we try and, like, slip out the back door. This is right, Helen, isn't it? I'm not wrong here. We all try and slip out the back door, and then there's normally a call from the producer down the corridor saying, you haven't done your blog. That's why Clive does a one-word blog. Because he's been here so long, he knows the trauma involved with having to remember what you've said over the last few hours. So anyway, please make the effort to read all the blogs, and you can find out which programmes might interest you. And then you can go to LBC Plus, and you can download the podcast from just £2 a month.
Are you going to write your blog for this show?
Yeah, I normally write my blogs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, do you want to do it?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Andy? You don't want to do it. Why not? Because you've seen me struggling at 5 a.m. writing the blog, where I'm sitting there crying my eyes out because I can barely see through my kind of cataract-fueled eyes.
Exactly right.
Seriously, it's difficult.
That's why they pay you the big money.
yeah, I'll try and write the blog, Helen, if I can. You might have to help me. Have you got a pencil? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have a go a little bit later on. Do you know, I'm convinced London's going to flood. Because I'm living in a basement at the moment, and I'm thinking to myself, because I'm right on the floodplain, and I'm thinking that because you know they're saying that we're going to have another really wet kind of autumny time, and you know those like Tewkesbury floods and Gloucestershire floods and everything that, you know, turned England into New Orleans a few weeks ago. Well, they reckon that there's more to come. I said, that's just a dream, isn't it? I can't wait for that. So, because I'm living right on the floodplain, I was thinking, well, I'll be all right, you know, I'll get a couple of sandbags or whatever it is you need. You know, I went down on the Thames the other day. I went down, actually, when I went to see Barbara Streisand. I got to go down on the boat past the Thames Barrier. I hadn't been to the Thames Barrier before. It's tiny! It's a little, tiny, little silver thing. It looks like a digital watch. Seriously, it's there. It's like a snail. It's like five snails in a row about to have a race down the Thames. And I'm looking at them, I'm thinking to myself, there is no way those five little kind of hump-a-lumps are going to protect this city and my basement from global warming. There is no doubt at all that those things are... They're pathetic. Pathetic! And I don't doubt that it's a kind of feat of modern engineering, but they were put there about 35 years ago. And the plan was that they would might have to raise the Thames Barrier, like, once every year, or once every 2 years, when there was a, you know, a bit of a splash. It's going up and down, you know, more than a horse draws, that thing. Seriously, you never see anything like it. So, apparently they're going to have to build a new barrier out in the Thames estuary. Don't know if you've heard about this.
Are we going to play this last song?
Are you still back on my iPod thing?
I'm looking at this list, trying to understand you.
You're trying to get to the depths of my personality through my music choice?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of songs left. I'm not sure where we got to. Let's have a look. What's this one? Oh, here we go. What's this one? There we go. Now, this is quality. Unfortunately, very sadly, this man passed away about a year ago. This is it. This is the one. This is not the Mark Almond version. This is the proper version. This is the original and the best. See, you could pass away to all of my music, really, couldn't you? I mean, quite easily. You could play this music at a wake, and it would seem entirely appropriate.
You got no Johnny Cash on here, is it? Why not?
I didn't get time to put it on.
He's not middle of the road, but...
Are you a fan of Johnny Cash?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. There's
no Glen Campbell, so that's a bit shocking.
Well, there might not be, but there is the legend that is Roger Whittaker, who actually speaks through over every song.
One of them is quite an incredible song, which I enjoy very much.
Here we go. Get this.
Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market?
I'm loving this.
Kicking up the papers with his worn-out shoes.
It's Roger Whittaker, this is.
In his eyes you see no pride, hand held loosely by his side. Yesterday's papers.
Yesterday's news. Come on, everyone, everyone!
Can you tell me?
I mean, that really is taking the biscuit, isn't it? I mean, that is as good as it gets. I mean, you know, Streets of London was never a great song in the first place, and I think Ralph McTell had a go, but, you know, Roger the Lodger, dodgy what Rogie, has really, he has really made a very special version of that, hasn't he? I just love all the speak singing. You know, there's nothing better. It's like Judi Dench trying to sing Send in the Clowns. You know, it's a mess. Hi, Jason.
How you doing? You all right?
Not bad. How are you?
Very well.
Good. You sound very sprightly. What are you on?
No, I'm on
LBC?
I'm on Iron Brew.
Iron Brew. I like it. Okay, so what you got for me?
I was watching the sort of CNN bulletin earlier on.
Yeah?
I saw the...
I'm sorry?
Do you know the plane where it was...
Yeah, there was a Japan Airlines plane that caught fire on the runway.
Yeah, and everybody jumped out.
Yeah, and the pilot jumped out the window.
And they all survived, fortunately.
They did.
Well, I just had this brainwave, and I thought, if all the airlines, with all their profits, installed these kind of fighter pilot-style ejection seats...
Yeah?
Once you're about to go down, just press the button.
And everybody could eject?
Everybody could eject and land safely wherever they do.
You're amazing.
I think that's fantastic.
Why that hasn't been thought of before, the Lord only knows.
But you know, it's done, but they just don't want to spend the money, I suppose.
You're on another planet. Thanks a lot, Jason. That's great to hear from you. There we go. This is LBC 97.3. For this. How do you do? Hope you're all right. I wonder how the Rolling Stones concert's going on down at the O2. Do you think it's all right? I mean, there must be... Did they get stretchered in? Because, I mean, normally acts get stretchered off, you know, when they give it so much and they smash up the Marshall amplifiers with their feet and their guitars. I think the Rolling Stones must be the only group that actually would need to be stretchered into the venue in the first place. I saw Prince there the other day, and he actually, I think he got taken off stage in like a coat cupboard. Because it was in the round, and because of concrete floor, there was kind of no way to get him in and get him out. So I think they got him in under the cover of darkness. But to get him out, because everyone was kind of exiting, they actually put him in like a costume cupboard on wheels. And wheeled, I mean, he's only tight, he's like Tom Thumb, bless him. I mean, literally, he's a little, tiny little thing. like Tiny Tim, you know, Bob Cratchit's son, tiny little thing. And I think they put him in the pocket of one of the jackets, and they hung it in this kind of walk-in wardrobe that was on wheels, and they took him out that way. And that, you know, there are some advantages to being 3 foot nothing. Seriously. I'm not sure what they are, but, you know. Well, you get to go in a cupboard on wheels, for a start. So, yeah, I wonder how the Stones are doing. If you, if you're there now, and you're, if you're listening to LBC on your, on your walkie-talkie, or whatever it's called, and, not paying much attention, if you're not getting much satisfaction, and, you can't be without your LBC, then, I don't think we're gonna get any calls off the back of this. Somebody has just said, I love Kate Bush and Spandau Ballet. What do you think about Pink Floyd? Also, Patsy Cline's Crazy, Tori Amos, Snow Patrol, Maroon 5. Yeah, I think they're all lovely. Although, Patsy Cline, I find a little bit, you know, crazy. It's like, oh, crazy, you know. It's like, cheer up, love. And, somebody said, well, I can't read. Oh, someone's saying that Val Doonican is, in fact, still alive. I wonder who sent that through. It's probably Val Doonican that sent that through. It's probably taken this long to work out how to use the text. Somebody's saying, please play My Sweet Lorraine. I used to take a bus, a Routemaster, about a year ago, or whenever they took them away. Well, they keep saying they're going to take them away. I keep seeing Routemaster. They always put a Routemaster on whenever one of those regular big buses breaks down. Have you noticed? It's like, oh, we can't run the Routemaster because it costs too much to run, and they are really, you know, they're a bit doddery. Meanwhile, when one of those huge buses that is like the ride of your life, like a white knuckle ride on those things that kind of go at about 80 miles an hour, whenever one of those breaks down, they always put a Routemaster in its place. Anyway, go up a little bit. Helen, I was just reading that one out about the Routemaster. There we go. There was this bus conductor who used to sing all the time. He had the most beautiful voice, and he used to sing it to me every time he saw me on the bus. It was really embarrassing. But boy, could he sing, and he made everyone smile, singing My Sweet Lorraine. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Isn't that nice? You see, you don't get that anymore, because, of course, you don't get conductors, and therefore you don't get singing. Apart from the occasional, you know, bus driver that sings.
Shall we have this last song, then?
Oh, are you serious?
I've got to play I really want to hear it now.
What, the last song on my iPod?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, let me
it's
try
awful.
And find... Really?
That's enough for me.
But really?
Yeah, stop it
oh,
there.
Oh, you want to come on? Oh, this is great. La-ba-dum-da-dum-ba-da-ba-da. I'm going to have this played at my funeral. Seriously, when I get thrown overboard at the HMS Ark Royal...
I won't be there.
This is... Well, what are you talking about? You're going to organise it.
I'm not.
La la. There we go. That's all I'm giving you. I think that was, you know, Labby Siffrey. I mean, now, if that isn't a name and a half, I don't know what is. Labby Siffrey. I mean, where did he go? I don't even know that Labby Siffrey's actually a man. With a name like that, he could quite easily be a kind of mixed gender, couldn't he? he could be one of everything. Anyway, listen, it's been a pleasure clicking through my iPod with you and, you know, well, and hearing your barrage of, well, compliments towards my great taste in music. I'll be back on Saturday morning at 1 a.m. That's when I'm normally on, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 1 till 5 in the morning. And I shall leave you in the, well, very talented and remarkable hands of Mr. Nick Abbott, who is in the chair for Clive Bull this evening. You have a great rest of the day. Bye for now.